that we would have brought an additional 17 points to our already record-setting election.
Well, in the last 3 days, he's published
more votes than any sitting president in history by many millions.
Hello.
Hello.
We were told that if you got the same thing as last time, 63 by John McLaughlin, great pollster, Powery, great pollster. Sir, if you get 63 million again, you win in a landslide. We got almost 75 million votes that we didn't win. Something wrong there.
Uh-oh.
You ever see the bookies in Vegas? They're smart. Vegas bookies and London bookies. It's like starting at around 50-50 and then 60-40. Then it's 70-30. Going up, 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 up. It's going. Then we're almost at 100%.
You know, I live in Michigan.
And they called.
I live in Michigan, and I'm looking behind President Trump. And I mean, I know there's some beautiful women in Michigan. I know a lot of them. But by God, couldn't they put something better to look at? How you doing, Daniel?
I'm good. How you doing, cuz?
Hanging in there.
There's some pretty ones back there.
Where?
A blonde with a sign. Let's see.
Yeah, well, that sign was in front of her face. Yeah, that made her pretty. I haven't seen one, Daniel. I apologize if there is one. And I know there's some beautiful women in Michigan because I'm married.
Yeah.
I'm married a few of them, you know. But
Don.
I know it's terrible. But how's your mother doing?
Doing okay. She's out at Meemaw's.
Is she going to call in tonight?
Yeah, she said if she can. I told her I was going to call in, and she said she's going to try.
Wow. You tell her it only takes a minute to call, say hi. That's all it takes is a freaking minute to say hi. And I was just listening to a tape you sent me about Ukraine, Laura Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get Bianchi on.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
How you doing,
hey,
sir?
I'm doing pretty cool. Well, I'm really not. I'm good. Oh, really?
Freedom Miser Radio is in the chat room. How you doing, Freedom Miser? I was listening to Freedom Miser and that young lady that was on last Saturday night. I listened
to
her show. But really a good group. Freedom Miser has always had a great shows.
The thing I like about them, when you go on there, you feel at home. The conversation.
You can actually have a conversation, Bianchi.
Yeah, an intelligent level of the people.
Yeah. That's important.
Proof is a.
Yeah, I've got that UFO guy. He's supposed to call in between 8:15 and 8:30. Daniel's with Kathy on shit.
Okay.
Oh, really? I got all kinds of moving information.
Hang on. You're breaking up, Bianchi.
Yeah, Bianchi, you're breaking up.
Well, let me call back in.
All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Bianchi will be right back. And, you do. You sent me something.
And if you're not even allowed to talk about it anymore, now it's forbidden.
And you get in trouble for even questioning it.
That seems kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It seems kind of crazy when someone like really looks like a man. You can't even say that anymore. Like, you're not allowed to bring it up. Like, okay, this swimmer from Penn State that's dominating and crushing records and just won the NCAA, won.
Yeah.
Number one. Was number 400 something as a male.
Yeah.
Was swimming as a male a fucking year ago. Becomes a woman. And now is number one. If you can't joke about that, you can't say, well.
Did she go the full chop?
No.
Well,
here's another thing.
I'm sorry,
there's an issue there, right? But what is going on? Like, you know, first of all, you have, like, you've gone through your entire puberty. You've gone through years and years of your body producing testosterone, which strengthens your tendons, your ligaments, and your joints, your muscles, and all the lung capacity, heart size. There's a lot of variables that are in favor of someone who goes through puberty and then transitions to a woman when it comes to athletic events. There's a lot. And again, that Derek More Plates, More Dates guy, he has a great discussion of that where he goes in depth. And Derek is brilliant. And he really understands this from a scientific perspective and breaks it down scientifically, the benefits of going through puberty. So all these women that had to compete against Leah, they all stood together on a podium. The second, third, and fourth girls all stood together like in unity. And then Leah was over there. So she's in the number one position, and there they all stood together in the number three position. And then the audience cheered for them and stuff. It's like,
so they should.
It's fucked.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Because, look, I'm not saying you can't identify as a woman, be called a woman, be treated as a woman. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sports, when you're talking about physical performance, there's a reason why we have male categories and female categories. And when it's demonstrated that someone who is very recently a male has a significant advantage over the opponents to the point where they're breaking records, maybe that's fair.
It's completely not fair. And it's
maybe,
not fair to
maybe you should be able to talk about that.
Maybe you should. Maybe we should bring it up, address it.
When maybe
she's leading them by a hopeful lap.
Here's another point. Maybe that's causing more harm because you're forcing this into society in a way that's going to make people resentful.
Yeah, completely.
And then there's some people that should be treated with dignity and respect that transition. They're now going to be considered in the same way that this person is considered, where they think of her as a cheater. They think of her as like cheating against these other biological females.
Yes.
And until there's enough trans women where you can have a trans league, which, you know, would be interesting.
Yeah.
Like that would be like a category. I don't think there's enough now to warrant that, but that's part of the problem.
Has there been one case of it going the other way?
No, not successfully. The other issue is men have a prejudice against women doing comedy. Like a lot of men don't necessarily want women.
All right. There's not too many females that I think are funny. I'm sorry.
I'm in agreement.
They talk about their coochies all the time. That's all they talk about. I watched a special with Schumer, Amy Schumer. That's all she talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Her coochie coo and
who wants to hear that? You know, a whole stand-up about it. Come on.
That's what it was, too. And that's, of course, Schumer's niece.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the old man Schumer, Senate Majority Leader. That's his niece, Amy Schumer. And
Dick. You're talking about Dick.
Well, you can call him Dick if you want to. But
isn't that his name, Dick Schumer?
No. There's a Dick Durbin.
Oh, Dick Durbin. There you go. Chuck Schumer.
There you go. Chucky. I think I got you on, Bianchi. Didn't I put you on? Yeah, I put you on.
How I sound now?
You sound just fine if you say more than how do I sound now. Well, Cinnamon does that too. I say, give me a sound check. How does I sound? That's it.
Well, you know, things have a way of acting up, but
it's that 5G shit.
Well, you kind of broke up last week too, Bianchi, but not that bad.
Well, I think the storms is coming through last week, but
oh,
who knows? I had to give my cell phone to my grandson to figure something out on it. I couldn't figure it out. All I kept doing was ringing everybody by mistake, and they called me. What do you want?
I know.
I don't even have a cell phone, so.
You don't? Well,
no, sir.
What happens if you get abducted?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm along for the ride. That's obvious.
You'll be along
for
the ride.
I can Morse code one of y'all.
I don't think they have no telephone booths in their damn vehicles, man.
We're not going to answer the damn thing anyway, okay?
Let me use y'all's phone.
Yeah. I need to call my friend and see if they come and get me. And we're going to send that penis rocket up for you.
Oh, my God.
You'll see it coming. Bezos.
Well, I tell you what now. You think that's funny, but somebody did make some reference to that. I can't just put my mind on it.
The penis rocket?
A penis being shot in the
outer
space.
Looked like I had two balls on the side and a penis. It did. I'm sorry. I guess Bezos wants to show off a little bit, but that's what it looked like. Now, somebody sent me this to you, Daniel. This is for you.
Uh-huh. All right.
CIA cover-up alleged in JFK's secret UFO inquiry.
That's packed with information right there, what you just said.
Oh, you've already seen it? You already know
about
this?
No. But you mentioned JFK several different things.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, somebody got cut off there. Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I don't know if he's there or not. Pianchi, are you there? I don't know. Let me get Cinnamon on. Cinnamon, let me in.
Cinnamon.
What's wrong? Everybody. You okay?
There he is. He disappeared for a minute there, Pianchi.
Yeah, my grandson brought the phone back to me, so I'm listening.
You had been abducted.
Yeah, there was a noise. Anyway, this is top secret, November 12th. I think that's a 2. God, I can't see that. 1963. Mm. I can't read it. It's too far away. Got to get close as I can here. Damn. From Central Intelligence Agency. Subject, classification, reviews of all UFO intelligence. I can't read that. I don't know what the hell that says. Anyway, it was put out. I don't know exactly. I think with the John F. Kennedy papers that came out when Trump was president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And somebody, you could dig through this stuff and this.
Yeah,
send
that to me if you don't mind.
All right, I can do that.
Send it to Mama's Facebook account because I don't have one.
Okay. I can do that. As a matter of fact, I'll try to do that right now. I'm not good at this stuff, guys. Copy.
I'm not either. I'm not either, Donnie.
I had to call a friend in New York just to set this show up years ago.
Yeah.
It what wire goes where? Okay, I'm going to paste it. Boom. I don't know if that's there. It says it's there. You haven't sent your message. I didn't.
Hey, guys, what do you feed a gay horse?
Hey. I don't know.
Hey.
I was right.
Do you flip your wrist a certain way while you say that?
No, but my pinky went up in the air.
Oh, there you go. That's all that matters.
Your pinky go up in the air when you hold your can of beer?
Right.
Kind of wiggle it.
You mean champagne flute.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pianchi and Daniel. You notice I haven't jumped into this conversation.
Well, I'm jumping out.
Yeah.
Where is everybody else? Gene and
I don't know.
How's that other lady that used to drop the F-bombs? Is she doing okay?
Oh, Melissa. Melissa, yeah.
Missy.
Yeah, Missy's doing okay as far as I know. She kind of retired. I don't know what happened. She might be like a lot of us. You got to take a break. Let me get Adrian on here. Adrian, you are now on.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Miss Adrian.
Hello, Miss Adrian.
Okay?
How are you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad your husband was out of the bedroom.
No, I wanted to tell Pianchi that I will be calling you. I'm just doing some research.
Uh-oh. Oh, you supposed to call me too? Okay. Well,
yeah,
I tell you, a lot of folks don't call me today.
I tell you right.
No. Yeah. I'm going to text you, and I'm going to text you first. And
that'd
you're going to say you'll be available at this time, whatever.
Yeah. And the reason I haven't done it is because Cinnamon's got to be here, because if you tell me anything, it'll be lost in the wind. And with Cinnamon here,
is a laptop, a pencil and paper, and your phone.
Right.
Do you hear
money.
That?
Gotta have money, right?
Yeah, gotta have a few dollars, but we'll have a few dollars.
Yeah, a couple of bucks anyway.
And if he actually said he would give me and Adrian $100 to start our accounts. I think that's what it was. Right, Adrian?
Good Lord.
You and Joe aren't in at all. Because you Bianchi gave everybody about 3 minutes to think about it. Me and Adrian, the only two that jumped in on it.
Oh, I thought he said y'all can wait a week. I thought he said you got to wait to decide.
It's too late now.
Yeah, look out for another 314 number. Might be calling in around 8:15.
I will look for it, my friend. I will look for it. We got a lot of people in the board. If you'd like to join, push 1 on your keypad, and I will get you on.
But you know, you'd be surprised at the people that see these unidentified flying objects and they don't say anything.
Well, yeah, because they get fun of. They get made fun of. I don't think you do as much now, but back when I was growing up, a young person, even in my 20s and 30s, you look at somebody like they're crazy if they said they've seen a flying saucer or something they didn't know what the hell it was. Now, I seen vehicles. I don't know what the hell it was, way the hell up there. I mean, way up there, moving. It was moving. So I figured it was a jet, a high-flying jet. And, I never
probably going too fast to be one.
It was going quick.
Mm-hmm.
But not that quick that I would think it was something else. It was definitely moving. Then I thought maybe it was the space station, but I can't remember if that was back then or not. So I don't know. I don't pay too much attention. Because that's just how I roll.
Hey, Donnie, did you look at that 20 proofs that the moon landing was a fake?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I thought I'd see it.
Man, I took notes watching that thing.
It's one thing to have competent health care.
Hold on for a minute.
Beautiful.
Whoa. I know, I haven't.
It's beautiful, man. You've got to watch it.
I haven't been on Facebook in a while. I usually don't even go to Facebook. But
I don't even have an account, but that's the only way I can send stuff.
I know.
That's something I believe in. Now, I believe it's been moon landings.
Well, if you watch this, you'll think different.
Yeah, they got that technology. I tell you who's doing so good with that is Elon Musk using the sort of technology that they have in drones. When he brings his boost rocket back down and landed damn near where it started off at. Yeah, there is
wow.
That's awesome.
That's
did you
crazy.
Say Bezos?
That's a young muff, ain't it? That ain't Bezos.
No.
Is it Daniel?
It's Tesla. Who? I can't think of his name.
Elon Musk?
Yeah, Elon Musk. Yeah. My son works for him out in California. And that sucker
cool.
Right on down. I go, how in the hell does that happen?
But yeah, you know he's African, right? He was born in South Africa.
Yeah, he sure was.
That get you going. That get people going, don't it?
Well, piss people off. Yeah. You ain't right, Bianchi. You ain't right. Oh, my.
I believe in that, Daniel, because that could. I don't know what they're using or what they're trying to say, but I think you could land on the moon. And I think it'd be a lot easier because it has less gravity to pull you down.
I don't know.
Slow down a lot easier.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they couldn't, but I tell you what, that Van Allen belt that Joe talks about.
And that's out beyond us a little ways.
Yeah, but you still have to go through it to get to the moon.
I don't know you got to go through that to get to the moon or not, do you?
Well,
and the belt is full of rocks and debris. Let me check and see.
I'll look it up.
Isn't that where we have to send all our junk, like satellites and all, all that stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know.
The Russian cosmonaut said just to go through that belt, and it don't matter what kind of ship you're in, if you're an astronaut, or the Russian said as a cosmonaut, you have to have 4 feet of lead surrounding the astronaut himself or herself. 4 feet. The U.S. did their own studies and said 2 meters, which I think is about 4 feet. So a suit just ain't going to cut it. You would have to have 4 feet of lead, and you're walking around in 4 feet of lead for protection from this radiation. That's how bad it is.
Well, I don't know. While you guys are looking things up, they found, now I don't know if this is true because I haven't heard this, but it was announced tonight at a rally in Washington, Michigan, that they found 7 million-something thousand ballots that were screwed up, messed
up.
Good
Lord.
In Michigan alone.
Oh, just in Michigan?
Just in Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And
that's big news.
Are coming out of this country, and that there we must, really lean into
shambles. What we have now is a shambles. It's a complete mess. Unemployment, 40-year high. Labor shortage. We can't find goods at the store. And let's talk about our southern border. He basically put a welcome mat at our southern border that said, come on in. And you know who came in? Terrorists, convicts, murderers, and rapists.
Okay, Jerome, I didn't forget you. Jerome kind of just wrote me, just to write me. He wanted us to talk about how bad it's going to be for the African Americans. Calls himself a black man, but anyway, he wrote the letter African Americans, and for to get a job, plus the Hispanics to get a job, because these people are going to undercut them. And this guy Jerome lives in California. He said people that do asphalt for driveways and things like that, sidewalks, they can't get a job because the Hispanics, they go around in a truck and undercut everybody by hundreds and hundreds of dollars that you could have gotten to support your family, but they undercut it because they live like 6 families in a house.
Yep.
And he said, you guys don't ever talk about that. Well, we have talked about that, but not in a long time, and you're right. And, people should listen to some kind of alternative news because they talk about it, too. They talk about it, that it does hurt, and it does hurt. I don't know why they leave white people out of it, too. Lower paying. People that work their butts off out there in the hot sun, paving driveways and things. Like my neighbor 2 years ago got hers paved, I should say. And, it was happened to be white and black, and I think it was a Italian. By gosh, how'd that happen? Anyway.
It's like the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean.
But there you go, Jerome. Thank you for writing, and I won't read your letter on the air, but that was the gist of it. And I think you're right. I think people are going to be very very pissed off.
People don't fight back. Just like you said that how they trying to ignore and just like Chelsea Clinton came in one article said that something about white supremacists and Trump supporters are white supremacists. Hell, I'm a Trump supporter, so I guess I'm a white supremacist.
Well, of course you
are.
That's right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, and this pisses me off too. And I'm always ready to get in an argument on that and shut somebody up. But they want to attack white folks nowadays, especially white males.
Hmm.
I mean,
that's
if you insist,
that is true.
And if you just listen to it. See, you got to listen to what they're saying and how they're saying it. And I've heard enough of it that I can detect it. It's just like this damn Walt Disney and the crap that they're doing.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been talking
and you
about
know,
go ahead,
you
Joe. Huh? Well, I'm going to say one more thing. They go after the kids. They are going after the kids.
That's right.
Walt Disney and all this other crap with the – and where all these people come from to be on the same page? I don't understand that. It's something this had to have been planned. Then I hate to say it, Daniel, but now I'm starting to wonder if these folks are even human.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Because how did you get so many people in such large geographical areas to be on damn near the same page on issues like this?
Now,
go ahead, Joe, I'm sorry.
Jesse Lee Peterson, he said the same thing you've been saying, Bianchi. He said, where in the hell's the white people? Where in the hell's the white people? When in the hell are they going to stand up and do what they're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, boy, Bianchi must have talked to this dude. All right,
Bianchi goes to his church. The thing is, that I've been talking about how they've been trying to make husbands and men in general look like fools over the last, I guess, last 10 years. I don't even watch TV. But the Internet ads, they are fucked up. There was one ad, I think it was just an audio, where the guy's watching TV. The wife is going inside the kitchen. So he says to her, hey, honey, can you get me whatever it is, dessert? She says, get it yourself.
Yeah.
Now, come on. What kind of message does that say about the man who's supposed to be the leader of the household? Says, the woman's the leader, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not touching that one either, Joe.
Yeah, well, Cinnamon will be home soon.
You got a 314 on the board, Donnie?
Yeah, 313 is on the board, and I'm putting him on right now. 314, I can't see. You are on, sir, or ma'am, whichever.
Hello.
Oh, that was you, Daniel. Sorry. 314-402-201.
Which did he answer to, sir or ma'am?
No, we're not doing pronouns here.
No, man, I'm not good at that. If that's what you're waiting on, you're wrong. 314, you are on. Bianchi would love to talk to you. And
it's
so
not
would
Jemani, is it?
Can
what's
you hear
that?
Me?
No,
yes.
I was talking to Bianchi. We invited another host of the Freedomizer to come on tonight.
This is the guy who saw the UFO in St. Louis. Is that you, Mustafa?
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How
you?
Yes, how you guys
Daniel,
doing?
Yeah, I'm going to let Daniel talk to you because Daniel is the son of another lady we call Big Kathy, and she's an expert on this stuff.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, this is Mustafa. Why don't you and him have a conversation on that video that we let you see?
Mustafa's video?
Yeah, the one with the UFOs,
My friend, Mr. Mustafa, he lives about a quarter mile away. He took almost the same exact video that you had. And I'm trying to get it sent to Donnie. I don't know. He'll send it sooner or later. But I've seen it. And this is in Alabama. And when Bianchi showed your video, I was just like, this is crazy. Because he knows, Pianchi knows somebody that's him. I know somebody. I mean, this stuff's for real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't really big on that stuff. I mean, I always had thoughts that maybe it was something up there, but I'll tell you guys the story real quick of what happened.
Yes, please.
I'm driving down a busy street here in St. Louis, a main street, four-lane road. And as I'm getting to my destination, I see this bright light going across the sky. And I'm like, wow, it looks like a, you know, I'm thinking that's a badass drone. I'm like, wow, that's a badass drone. Mm. And so I pulled over, and as I pulled over, I saw four more, and they were in line of each other. They was in row, just cruising across the sky. I was like, those are some tight drones. It looked like you could almost, if you could imagine the stars, because my video, unfortunately, wasn't the best quality. So
it was good enough.
To see that with your eyes, man, it was amazing. So I see these objects, and it looked like you know how we got the constellations, the real bright stars? Mm-hmm. And that's what these objects look like bright stars going across the sky. So I'm like, wow, tight drones. I went ahead, conducted my business as I'm coming back out. Now, let me slow down. Because those five objects, they were cruising slowly from, let's just say, from east to west.
And this was in daytime, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably around 6 o'clock in the evening.
Mm.
But it's definitely daylight.
Yeah.
So those objects, as I was going into my destination, those objects were leaving on out, you know, across the skyline. So I go in, as I come back out, and I look up, I see five more of these objects gliding across the sky. I'm like, hold on. I'm like, there ain't no damn drone. So I watch them, and I watch these five sail on across and, you know, disappear into the skyline. And as I turn my head, because I'm, you know, back to the right, here come five more coming in fast. They come in, and then they will slow down. And then they would just start to cruise. I'm like, what the hell is it? So I get back in my car, and I reposition myself so I can get a better glimpse of these things. And I get out, and I'm watching. Now, this time, this third set of five, they actually stopped. And they was just sitting there. One of them left the group and started coming down closer and closer to me to where now, you see, it was a bright light, but it was spinning. Half of it was spinning. And almost like the light that was spinning on it slowed down enough to where I could see the object. It was like an egg-shaped object, like still grayish in color, had like maybe three or four little square windows in the top section of it.
Yeah.
And now this is where it really gets crazy. I'm watching this thing, and I feel at peace. Nothing's bothering me. I'm just in amazement, and I'm still saying, what the hell is that? Because that's not a drone. It's no sound. Sound at all.
This is the third set of five, too, that you're recording, right?
Exactly. It's the third set of five.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
I hadn't even started recording yet. So all of a sudden, as I'm watching it, I hear a voice in my head go, you know you got your phone in your car, don't you? Now, some people might say, hey, that was me talking to myself. I said, oh, yeah, I sure do got my phone. I'm just as calm. I didn't think about that until after I got through with this whole recording. So when I heard this voice in my head saying, hey, you know you got your phone in your car, don't you? I said, oh, I sure do got my phone. So as I'm grabbing the phone, that one that was down low went back up with the rest. And that's when I started recording, and that's the video that you see. So when it went back up, instead of this third group going straight across the sky like they had been doing, they start doing all those circles around each other. And then in the video, you see how the one went black. Did you see that?
Yeah, sure did.
That's the one that had came down. It had actually spent itself and turned the light off. It was a dark object, black. And they danced around each other for a little bit. Then all of a sudden, boom, you saw him go straight up into the sky in a matter of seconds and was gone. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, it got to be some type. I'm still not convinced, but I'm like, it got to be some explanation for this. So I get in my car, I go around the corner, and I'm asking people, like, you know, did y'all see that? Like, is that you guys flying drones? There was a group of guys sitting there on the side street, probably about 10 guys, and they were just sitting there speechless, not saying nothing. I asked them, I said, is that y'all flying some drones? And the one guy, all he could say was, that ain't us. Nobody else could say nothing else. So I get back in my car because I'm like, okay, they froze. I go back around the other corner, and I get out the car, and I see five more objects in the sky, but this time they were all black like that one in the video. It's like they had turned their lights off. Yeah, and they was just in a row, sitting there just hovering above the sky, these five circle objects. They sat there for a few seconds, and then same thing, boom, took off, went straight up in the sky. No sound with these things, nothing. Because I've had, and the reason I keep saying it, because I've showed it to a couple of people, and I had one person trying to convince me that those were jets that I saw. And I was like, listen, that was not a jet. Especially after the one that came down, I saw it. It was an egg shape. No propellers on it, none of that type of stuff. No sound from a jet. Engine, none of that type of stuff. These
and you said
there
were like three windows or something up top or something.
Yep, about three or four windows from what I can remember in the top half. Because that half seemed like it was steady. It wasn't moving. The bottom half of it was either that whole bottom half was spinning or it was just the light that was spinning on it. You know, one or two, but I just... I've never seen one like that in my life. And then, so I posted that video to my YouTube channel, and a UFO guy got a hold of it. And he emailed me about 2 days later saying, hey, you mind if I use your video on my channel? And I said, sure, go ahead. So I went to his channel, and guess what? As I'm scrolling through his channel, I see other videos of these same objects all across the world. But nobody has explained what they are.
Yeah.
You had your dad with you too, right?
My grandson.
Yeah, your grandkid was with you.
Yeah, you can actually hear him in the video.
Yeah, you told somebody to buckle up, you know.
Yeah, that was my grandson I was talking to.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and the other strange thing to me about this was, like I say, I was over a main intersection. No cars stopped to look at these things. A guy rolled by on a bike. Either nobody just was paying attention, or these things have the ability to let who they want to see them see them. That's my only explanation.
Yeah.
Because nobody else in the area stopped, except for those group of guys. They saw them.
But they was probably looking up in the sky anyways, you know.
Exactly.
Sitting there killing time, you know.
Yeah. I've never seen them like that before.
And
in
broad daylight, too.
Broad daylight.
You don't see, I don't see many of that, you know, on YouTube. Where in broad daylight they do this. You know, normally it's at night and you see them branch off. You never know what it could be. But
on that guy's YouTube channel, and I send that to Bianchi, there are a couple of videos where, like one in particular, somebody sent him, it was in Peru, and it was in the daytime. These objects came down into the mountains. They just hovered over the mountains, came straight down, went straight back up, and it was the exact same object. Same object. Yep. And then, now, here's another one. A guy had a UFO documentary that just came out sometime last year. I got to dig it up to find the name of it. But in his documentary, he showed one of the images, the videos in his documentary showed a brown, grayish sphere growing across the sky. And I was able to catch an image of that, and it was like 95%. the same object I saw, the round sphere. The one that got close to you,
like the darker one.
The one that came down. Now remember, that one that came down, at first it was completely bright like the other ones were. But as it started to come down, it started to turn that light off. The lower it got, it started to turn that light down. So when it got low enough to me, I could just see the light. It was like almost like a dimmer switch. Like you dim the light to where I could see the object. But when it was, at first, when it was up high in the sky, it was completely bright like the rest of them.
Like a
star.
To the
naked eye, you just think it was, you know, it just looked like some bright lights in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen some of those tapes that looked something like that.
It wanted you to see what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because at first it was just cruising on across the sky, and then when I stopped to look at them, it was almost like they said, okay, let's get this guy a little something to look at.
Yeah.
And they stopped, and that one came all the way down. And I was in such amazement, I wasn't thinking about my phone or recording. I'm just sitting there in awe of what I'm seeing. And it was almost like it had to tell me, hey, you know, you got your phone in your car, don't you?
I could hear
it like it was yesterday.
Telepathy.
That voice saying,
they use telepathy on you, yes. And you were able to hear
it. Like it was yesterday. And I said, I sure do got my phone in my car. I grabbed it and I started recording. I wish I would have, you know, had the sense to start recording from the beginning. But when you send something like that, for me, I was just so in so much in shock. I didn't think to grab my phone.
See, I've never seen one, so yeah, I would be too.
Mm-hmm. When you came across those guys sitting down, what did you say to them? Because I didn't hear that.
I'm sorry, say again.
When you came across those guys who were sitting down, what did you say to them?
I asked them, I said, hey, is that you guys flying some drones in the sky?
Oh.
And all the one guy said was, that ain't us. And they just, nobody else said nothing. They just wanted, they were still looking up in the sky. They were still looking. He didn't even look down at me. He just opened his mouth. He didn't look up and he said, that ain't us. And I said, okay, these guys are seeing what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me try to move myself to get a better shot. And really, I'm trying to find who is flying something in the sky.
Yeah.
Well, the
and
other
I'm
one
like,
looking up
no
too.
Way.
Well, the other ones looking up too. Yeah,
that whole group of guys, all of them were looking up.
They might have been some escaped Martians or something, man. They disguised themselves. They've been found.
Shapeshifters.
Mm-hmm. I think they was dumbfounded. They couldn't believe what they were seeing because, you know, usually you see when people, if something going on, like fights or something, that's the first thing people do is pull out their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole group of guys, nobody was filming with a phone. Nobody was.
Now, have you seen them before?
Looking straight up.
Have you seen any of them, recognized any of them since then?
Those guys? No.
I bet you them guys, they may not have even been, they might have been down here in disguise, Daniel, on the ground.
That's
I know
possible,
the flying around took a long time because if you didn't take out your phone right away and they're flying around and then you take out your phone and they're still flying around, how long do you think they were flying around up there?
Well, this was
my
third set, right?
Yeah, this
Three
was the third
sets.
Set. Yeah, when I first was pulling up, there was one set already cruising across the sky. Then I got out my car. And as I'm watching that set disappear into the horizon, I look the other direction, and here come another set.
Jeez.
And they was in a row. They stayed in a row.
That's
five
tough.
In a row.
So how long
and
do you
then,
think they were up there?
From my whole time being there was probably 20 to 30 minutes.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That would be nice. 562, you are on with us.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Sounds like who's that?
This is Jumana from the Right View Radio
Show. It better be, Jumana. I've been waiting for you.
Hey,
hey,
I
baby.
I listened to your show Sunday night, and I couldn't. There was no chat room, or I couldn't find one. But I was at your show. You were interviewing a guy that was running for office, and then you and another young lady was on at the end. And but I still couldn't get. I did put down that I was here, but I don't know where your chat room was.
I have the last maybe 3-4 shows. I've been having horrible technical difficulties. Like for the life of me, I cannot keep the, you know, the. I had to call in my show as a guest yesterday to be able to connect. My husband said, I think they're about to like cut you off because of the topics you talk about. He always like tells me, you're going to get yourself, you're going to lose that show because I'm censored everywhere, right? I don't have Facebook, I'm not on Google, Twitter, I don't have nothing. So and you're going to lose it because of the topics you covered. I was like, well, hey, no, what do you want to tell you? I will say the truth till the day I die. Sorry.
That's good. We've got about 21,000 Twitter followers, and you won't be kicked off here. We don't allow that.
Yeah.
And they also call in during the show. Like I said, I was going to introduce you around. You already know Pianchi. Don, you've talked to. He's the host of the show. Daniel, he's another reason why we wanted you to come, because Daniel and Kat, Kat's not here, Kat's his mother, we were talking about UFOs on your show yesterday. So we wanted you to come, bring your perspective on anything. But if you wanted to, you could also talk about UFOs. And Pianchi brought his friend, Mustafa, who filmed objects up in the sky, which were there for 20 minutes. He filmed them. He put it on YouTube. So we've got a nice little ensemble tonight talking about whatever we always talk about, but also the presence of, nobody can deny UFOs. So we've had people now who've seen them, film them.
Yeah, well, let's meet everybody. And, I filmed them, too, separate occasions. Mm-hmm. And the very first time I've seen the object, I have a telescope, a MEAD telescope, and I was it was a full moon. I took my telescope out. I'm looking through the lens, and I'm looking, and black object passed through. I was like, oh, was that tripping? Okay. I look again, and I zoom out a little bit to see the whole face of the moon, and then there it is. It's like, imagine three cylinders or three circles stuck together, three of them, and they spin, right? The movement spins on its axis. So sometimes it goes to the left, then sometimes it spins like clockwise or counterclockwise. So I was like, okay, and it passed quickly. So, and then I go to my husband, oh my God, I think I just saw a UFO. On my telescope. He's like, what? Are you serious? So I grab my P900, my Nikon camera, and I go downstairs and I open, I turn on the camera and I take a video that goes for about like 30 minutes, and bam, there it is. Again, it passed through. And then another occasion, I was in Jordan, and it was the time there was a moon eclipse. And so I filmed the whole thing, and I went to sleep after that. I let the camera just, on the tripod, and my brother was, like, monitoring with the movement, just keep moving it little by little. Well, wow. He went through the footage at night, and then in the next morning, when I woke up, he's like, oh, hey, you caught something. I'm like, no, I didn't. Shut up. And he told me, here you go. He grabbed his ass up. He had extracted that bit, and it shows the same UFO, but this one was a triangle, a full triangle that is also passing. But it spins on its axis. It was counterclock, spinning counterclock. And then, But the one I saw here, in the first time, they were like three cylinders stuck together. And I have a couple of times like I've seen these, and it's weird because the first time I saw it, it was casting a shadow on the surface of the moon. So it's not a bird. I don't believe it's a space junk because it was moving in an intelligent way, right? There's control behind it. And a lot of people filmed the same thing, actually, and they analyzed the footage. And there's some that, I think it was a Russian guy, who filmed the moon during like a full moon, and about maybe 100 of them cast over the moon.
Wow. Say that again, something cast over the moon?
Yeah, it's been like a boomerang kind of like way.
If you all don't mind, I want to add one other thing because I have to jump off in a second.
Okay.
But you can kind of tell this a little bit from my video.
Mm-hmm.
But what really amazed me was the way these things can go, can slow down and then speed up, you know, so fast. Like when it came down, it was so slow where it was just hovering over me. And the way they could accelerate back up into the sky, I've never seen an object that can slow down to stillness and then accelerate on a dime like that. I've never seen nothing like that.
Yeah, that's what amazes a lot of people. Like you were Air Force pilots. They couldn't believe what they were seeing because this thing took off so fast. They couldn't catch it.
Yeah, and the way they surround it, the sky as well. Like my brother, he's a hunter. So when they go hunting and, you know, in like the forest or whatever, and at night there's no light pollution. So they just like light a little fire and then they lay down and like look up at the sky at the end of the day. And he tells me all the time, we think it's a star. It's a like white light, and then it's just like moving slowly. Because sometimes you think it's maybe a satellite, maybe an airplane, but all of a sudden it starts like jumping, like really quick from one side to another, like in an erratic way, and then it disappears. And he's like, "What the heck? Satellites don't do that. Airplanes don't do that. What is that?" And so he sees them all the time too. They're pretty high up in the sky though. The way they're jumping erratically from like one side to another.
So and what you were describing also, Jermaine, about the spinning. The same thing Mustafa saw. He saw one come down pretty close to the surface of the earth, and he saw it spinning very, very up close.
Yeah.
Hey, Mustafa, how high up were they? I think you told me it was below the clouds. Or?
Oh, they were below the clouds, and the one that came down to where I heard it say about the phone, that one was so close. I mean, that had to be maybe less than 75 feet. Okay. It was low.
Well, it was lower than the trees?
It was. No, they didn't.
I know where you were.
Yeah,
and over there by that liquor store, you got them trees up on that hill. So they were lower than those trees?
No, they didn't get that low. I would say right above that tree line. That's how low that one got.
It was low. It was probably
it
about
came,
150 feet off the ground then.
Yeah. It came low enough to where, like I said, I can make the images out in it and I can see the details of it. And I could describe it was like an egg. An egg with the bottom half spinning. And the faster it would move, the faster that light would spin. Now, I'm really thinking that that's a way for it to disguise itself. Because even if it was standing still, I think it could spin that light as fast as it wants to spin. But it turned that light down. It dimmed that light so I could see it.
Could you see
because
inside?
I'm sorry, say again?
Could you see inside? Like was there a window?
No, I couldn't see inside those, though. So the little windows I saw were just black. I couldn't see inside of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just could make out the object and the light that was spinning on it. This light was almost like starlight. It wasn't like a halogen bulb light. It's not like a LED light.
Right.
This light was like twinkling, like twinkling star. Like, you know how you can see certain planets that twinkle in the sky at night? That's exactly how this light looked. Picture a starlight at night, but that star is down so close where you could touch it. That's what the light was like on this thing. It was like a starlight twinkling.
Maybe that's how they disguise themselves, because the person look up, they think they're looking at stars, but they're looking at the disguise it has on it.
Yep, I could go with it because that's what they look like. They look like stars in the daytime down low. That's exactly what it looked like, a star down low.
And when it took off vertically, it just faster than a bullet, huh?
Yeah, you saw in my video how they kind of danced and swerved around each other, and then they took off.
Wow.
Yeah, no human pilot can do that. I don't care if it's Russian or American or Israeli.
No. I wish I could see something like that. I really do. I wish I could get in contact with one of those.
I'd go for a ride with her.
I would. I'd go in a second. I would go and, hey.
I was about to say, when you asked him about the windows, if you hadn't seen anybody in there, or looked through and seen anybody, it would have been Bianchi.
Well, I tell you what, if I could go for a ride with him, I sure would tell him, let's go by your house.
So my neighbor has the camera, and so our street, it's a cul-de-sac, so it goes in a curve, like a C shape. So his house is all the way at the end. And then one day he was going through his Ring camera footage, and he saw this tack. Okay, it looks like a tic-tac, white tic-tac, and it goes from the beginning of the neighborhood, which where my house is, and then so the camera is, it covers the whole street, the view of the camera. And you see, and it's so fast, and it's not that big. It's like maybe a, I would say two basketballs together, like size, but it looks like a tic-tac. And it shoots from the beginning of the street all the way around, like a T-shirt, and upwards. Mm. And I sent that video, actually, to one of the UFO channels. And there's another story. Actually, the UFOers, the UFO channel, the people that run it, they told me they don't know what it is, that one. But there was another video that came out a couple of years ago from L.A. I think it was, like, close to LAX. And so there's, like, the silver sphere up in the air. So people are shooting it. They don't see a rope tied up to it. Like, maybe it's a balloon or something, advertisement,
right.
Nothing.
Yeah.
There's no rope. And then the helicopter sees it, and it comes and starts circling it. Now, if it's a balloon from the blades of the helicopter, that would blow the balloon away. It wasn't moving. So then the helicopter got a little bit closer, and then when it got close enough to see what it is, I guess, they took off. And the balloon was still up in the sky.
I think we have a big Kathy on. Thank you, Daniel, for putting a lasso on her.
Am I back on?
Yeah, you're back.
I'm here.
Hey, big
cat. I'm listening.
Oh, so did you hear all the compliments everybody was talking about you?
For about the last 20 minutes, 15 minutes, I guess. Yeah.
Did you hear Mustafa talk about the three sets of UFOs? Mama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Mustafa, this is my friend. She knows, she's an expert in this subject.
No, I am not. Yeah. I've never seen one.
The three sets were the ones that were lit up, and then don't forget there was another set that last set, all of those ones had their lights off. They were all just completely black. They were just sitting there hovering dark black. And then they stepped up for a few minutes, and then those took straight off and went straight up into the sky.
They wanted him to see.
They are watching us. Been watching us for a long time.
Yeah. People who I talked to about this, they said that they not only did they want me to see, but they wanted me to record. And that's why that one came down low enough. And I heard that say, hey, say, you know you got your phone in your car, don't you? It wanted me to record it because the first two groups, they just kind of just lit on across. But when that third group, when they did that, and I put out that phone, they did all that dancing and moving around. They wanted to record.
Yeah, you heard that voice, too, that telepathy. That's got to be what it was.
Yep. And they went back up with the rest, and they started twirling around and dancing, and they went
showing off.
They didn't go left to right. Exactly. They showed off. They wanted to record.
Are there any military bases around there anywhere?
No, what we got, Scott Air Force Base is the closest?
Yeah, the nearest military base to us is way over in Illinois and around St. Clair, Donnie. You know where that is. This happened around West Florissant and Riverview, Donnie.
Oh, okay.
West Florissant. Oh, you know where Bell Fountain Cemetery is?
Yeah, I think so.
On West Florissant. So this is on the west end of that cemetery. And you got you go further east and you run into Union, then King's Highway on West Florissant. That's where they die in at. So I know exactly where he is because he was on the lot of a place I've been to a lot of times.
Well, are there any nuclear plants anywhere around there where these UFOs were?
No. The only nuclear plant in Missouri is Callaway, and that's hundreds of miles away.
You know, what about that? I mean, I'm thinking, what is so particular about this area where they were hovering, you know? And that's what I'm thinking. Is there something
only
special
thing in that area?
It's like they were scanning.
The only thing in that area is that cemetery. Now, you got Lambert Field with Boeing, but they way north of there. So it wasn't none of this stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Kat. You're wondering, what kind of mission are they on?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, how are you, Kat?
Maybe they were just on a mission to be recorded.
Maybe.
Yeah. But, I mean, if the UFOs like that, they could be in another state in, what, 20 seconds probably. So, I mean, their mission may have.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to be, I got to take a phone call here in a second. So, you carry on with the show, you guys. And anybody wants to know, I will put you on.
Okay.
But this is quite important.
And when Jemima was talking about that, the spheres and the two basketball-type sized spheres put together, that those could be the drones of the saucer ships, you know?
Could
just
be.
Just exploring Earth.
Yes, they're looking for sure, but that one wasn't spinning. It was just like a solid object. The light was solid. But the speed it was moving, it was faster than any drone that you see. It was like really going fast. It's just shot across the camera. So we had to slow the video to like maybe times three in slow.
Three times.
So we were able to like see it go like frame by frame. And it's very, very weird. And obviously it's not a bug. It's huge in comparison to a bug. But there's a lot of stuff that's going on. There's a lot of shit. There's also ones they call them shapeshifters. Right, so when they first start filming it, it looks like a certain shape. All of a sudden, it's like morphing. It starts morphing into different other shapes. So that's another topic that's been popping up a lot lately. And of course, everybody spots the triangle, which is they call it. It might be like the TR-3B, I think they call it, which is supposedly a secret American airplane, stealth, I guess. But
yeah, I saw that. I saw that during the summer. I just automatically knew there were planes. It was triangular lights, and they were spaced apart by about a minute, and it was about 11 of them coming from the same spot. Seven or nine of them were heading in the same direction, and two veered off. But it was funny to see. I didn't think of them as UFOs at all. I just thought of them as planes with the triangular lights and just taking off from an air base and going all in the same place. But I know what you're talking about, Jemima.
Right. Yeah.
Jemima, have you heard about the triangular UFOs that were seen above the heads of state or the White House, the Kremlin, and whatever it is in London? Hovering over.
Is it the pyramid ones? I think I've seen pyramids.
Yes, the pyramid ones. What'd I say? Triangle?
Yeah.
Pyramid.
Yeah.
I meant pyramid.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the pyramid ones are scary. They appeared over Egypt at one point. I think there was like a bunch of British tourists staying in Cairo, and they filmed the pyramid UFO over the top of the Great Pyramid.
Wow.
That was a couple of years ago. And it was nighttime, but they were close, so their hotel was not too far from the pyramids. And so they were just yelling and screaming. They couldn't believe their eyes. And it, all of a sudden, like that, the rest of them, they just shoot up into the sky and disappear.
You know what that says to me? It's anti-gravity, because to have any kind of object that's triangular shape in our environment, in our air, it would have too much resistance. So it absolutely has to be a UFO from another planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got some scientists swear that there's no such thing as anti-gravity. But I'm like, yeah, I do believe there's something going on. And by the way, you know, the times I've been over in Ethiopia and Egypt, those skies are so clear at night. And I told you about the time I was in a building for a lecture, and we went in around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We came out about 9, it was dark. And I stepped outside, and I'm looking around at eye level, and I kind of see something over my shoulder. And I looked up, and I had to flinch and duck because it was a star. It looks like it was just that close to you. I thought I was going to bump my head on it. But the
amazing.
The atmosphere, they don't have any moisture in those sands. And the atmosphere is just clear.
Oh, yeah. You know, have you guys heard of what CERN does with the Hadron Collider?
The what?
Yeah.
That again?
To recreate the moment of creation, I guess, at the beginning of the universe.
Oh, CERN.
So, yeah. CERN.
Yeah, CERN.
Yeah, CERN.
CERN. Yeah.
Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in CERN, well, what they've been doing every time they run the machine, supposedly according to them, they're trying to tap into the parallel universes, right? And what they aim to do is to grab resources from that parallel universe and bring it to us, right? So this is what the scientists claim. Now, what has been happening is that every time, you know, when they take pictures, when the atoms collide, it's faces of demons. Demonic faces show up in the pictures.
No
and
kidding.
There's claims of even like demonic possession that happening in sites over there. And I'm sure you all saw the video of the mock sacrifice that happened in front of the statue over there. They have a statue of the goddess Shiva in the premise, right? Where they have the collider. And you would think, like, scientists, why would they have that?
Yeah.
You know, supposedly they're all about reason and what
and
you
logic.
Can see you can prove, right? And then they have the goddess Shiva there. And so somebody filmed some of the scientists doing a mock sacrifice in front of that statue. And then, of course, CERN came out the next day and they denied it. But there's a lot of leaks coming out from there. And they even say CERN has a hand in bringing these UFOs from parallel universes. They cross because they are messing with the physics on Earth, right?
Yeah.
So they're opening a gateway where because some people believe that the UFOs or the aliens are just merely demonic entities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the Bible, you can see, like, there's written, there's a fiery chariot, right, that took Elijah up. So maybe they didn't have the language to express what they saw before, right? It could have been a UFO, right? So what they're doing is that they're opening portals. They're bringing in entities from parallel universes.
From the under
kind of
Earth,
like
yes.
Hole. Yes, to make them closer,
yes.
Like travel fast. So that's another theory that I've heard recently.
You know, I never heard about their aim was to open up portals for the parallel universe.
Mm-hmm.
Their supposed aim was to find the God particle, was to find the beginning of the universe. But even so, when you're having all these, you know, and they've been doing this for years, when you have all these atoms colliding with each other, isn't there a danger of blowing up the universe, if not the Earth?
I know they're trying to produce antimatter. They say that less than a gram of antimatter is worth over $1 trillion. And the energy that it contains is just unrealistic. Mustafa, if you got to go, we don't want to keep you no longer. I know you were concerned about your mom, too.
I guess maybe he dropped off.
I'm actually taking care of her now. I just put the phone on mute, but I'll probably get off in a second.
All right. Well, we don't want to keep you no longer. You want, you're welcome to stay as long as you want. But,
it's nice meeting you guys. I appreciate it.
Man,
yeah. You don't have to rush off, but we don't want to keep you.
Where's your mom, Dan?
I think Donnie said he was going to take her to the green room, I think. Isn't that what he just said?
Well, he said he had to take a phone call. So I just wanted to find out if everything's okay with her.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well, I mean, I think so. I mean, I talked to her earlier today. Everything, you know, was decent.
Good.
She's just stressed out, you know. I
yeah, I'm glad
well,
you heard you, Lana.
Yeah, I tell you one thing. If I had opportunity to get on board of one of those things, it'd be adios, y'all.
Not me. I don't trust them. If the aliens are here, and I do believe that they are, look at what they're doing to us now.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Joe, a week ago, I would have said just what Pianchi said, you know, hey, let me on board. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I got to thinking about, you know, some stuff you said.
Mm-hmm.
And after reading a lot about Admiral Byrd and what he encountered down in the Antarctic.
Right.
Like that guy I told you who met that Borgia and she poisoned him, you know, and he almost. I'm real sketchy now about these aliens.
Yeah,
you
know,
that ice at the Antarctic, I think is that ain't they like 170 miles thick or something like that? I thought I heard something about that. I know one thing that everything's moving, and they built a dome, and the dome built a geodesic dome. And it became encompassed in snow and ice, and it just, you know, where it was above the ground, you can walk right up to the top of it now, you know.
Yeah, remember when Gore said that the polar ice caps are going to melt? Do you know they actually have, the ice mass has increased over the years instead of melting, so much for the inconvenient truth?
Really?
Yeah.
Man, come on. These lying NASA.
Yeah, you know, and you were talking about, you know, how you wanted to meet them until just recently. Remember, we were all kids, and we all would look at science fiction comics, and we all watched Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. We all want to, you know, travel around, meet UFOs and aliens, and hopefully that they're friendly and all that, and have an advanced civilization we can go to. Not anymore for me.
Well, if they wanted to harm you, they could have done that a long time ago. But I would go with one.
Well, they are
harming yourself.
Hey.
I'm going to stay right here.
I'll come back and tell you guys about it.
Hey, these draconians that live under the surface of the earth, I mean, what's the lady's name, your friend, Joe, is she still on
Jemana.
Here? Jemana.
I'm here.
I was just going to ask you, what do you think about, do you believe that the draconians do live beneath the surface of the earth? And the reptilians?
You know, at one point I used to like laugh about this. I thought it was silly. But the more time passes, I do believe there's some truth to it.
Yeah.
I do believe they do take over, like heads of state. Somehow.
Right.
And there's pictures that I've seen of like bishops and like, you know, the big people in the Vatican,
mm-hmm.
where they're showing like some parts of their hands is weird. Some of the royal family in the UK, sometimes they get like they take shots of them, like pictures. And their hands are either morphing or their eyes, you know, changing. So there is truth to it.
Lizard tongue, the snake tongue, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's truth to it for sure. Yeah.
I want, you know, I'd like to hear if Adrian's seen any experiences. But before, you know, I ask you, Adrian, before I forget, because my memory is almost or maybe even worse than Donnie's, I want to ask Jemana. You said maybe in the Bible... that the people way back when may not be able to express what they had seen. let's not forget that supposedly the Vatican has something like seven lost, whatever the number is, seven lost books of the Bible. Maybe the description, descriptions are in there.
There's supposed to be 777 books, and only 66 are in the Bible, so that's how many they've got. What, 600?
But how do they know they lost?
That's a good question.
They can't be lost if they know where they are.
Right.
They have everything. Oh, they have a vault full of manuscripts and like treasures. They don't even allow anybody to go in and research their library. But sometimes they like grant maybe a group to go in and maybe examine one or two, but they don't allow them to see. I don't know why they're holding all these secrets. Like they're supposed to be sharing supposedly the word with the world, right? But they're
well,
not.
That, well,
they're
that's
supposed
a,
to be.
Before. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be, but that's a clue. If they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Adrian, were you about to say something about an experience or something?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
the only thing that, you know, I always wondered about, how is it that they could write comics or they could make movies about all of these different experiences before things start happening? I always wondered about that. And then here this stuff becomes real.
Because to them, they've had this technology for years.
No. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. See, they've been here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been letting you know that they're here.
Right.
I can't explain it. I just can't put it into words.
How have we not picked up on
it? Yeah. When I was, you know, we talking about going back to the 60s, before that, reading comic books,
mm-hmm.
going to the moon.
Right.
Okay, that wasn't something that they were doing. You had spaceships and the drawings of spaceships and what have you.
Well, it's like H.G. Wells. I mean, I always attributed it to just science fiction imagination.
Right, and we were told that it's fake.
Yeah,
so we believed it's fake.
That's where I'm going with this.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I said, I just can't put it into words. It's like you're predicting the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how do you predict the future on things like of this nature?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have some foresight, insight, or you're not a part of it.
Could be.
I'm with you on that.
It could be that they want to predict it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not getting in nobody's car with nobody. No cars, no bus. I'm not even flying these days, so.
I know.
If it's not my own, I'm not getting in.
I hear you. I don't have that. There's not enough curiosity in the world for me to board one of those stores.
There you go. And Bianca, you know, if you have the opportunity, please do let us know.
Yeah, before you get on board,
sure,
I don't know if you come back.
I'm going to be praying for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be praying real hard that everything is good, that you have a good time, you know, you learn some things, and you can come back and tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like them. Take me to a used spacecraft lot, not buy a used one, bring it back.
All right.
Fly
it back.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just don't get eaten.
Can you imagine that? A used saucer lot.
that would be something.
Oh God.
Mm.
You guys heard of Timothy Alberino or David Quayle? Or,
you're far away, Jemana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you guys heard of Timothy Alberino or David Quayle or L.A. Marzulli?
I haven't.
Okay, these three guys are amazing. You can find their channels on YouTube. Now, with L.A. Marzulli, he went travel to South America, to like Chile and Peru, and he researched the elongated skulls that have like the large head, right? The long head, kind of like looks like the alien movie.
Right.
The oblong heads.
Like
cone heads.
Yeah.
Right.
Cone heads. That's it, yeah.
Kind of like cone heads, yeah. So they say, oh, that's from... like swaddling the head when their babies were, no, and he proved that was not it. He actually took samples and did some DNA analysis on it, and the DNA is not, the sequence of the DNA is not even human. Mm-hmm. So they are lying. Same thing he said, when you look at like Nefertiti, the queen from Egypt, from the pharaohs,
right.
So they all, like the headwear that she wore, right? And he said that's hiding her skull. So the pharaohs, most likely, either giants or aliens, the pharaohs, because they were huge in their bodies are gigantic in comparison to normal people. And so there's truth to that, too. And then they cover also the UFO thing really, really good. They talk about mostly like the giant race, and they cover like the Book of Enoch. And how it describes everything. So they do a lot of analysis.
I read the Book of Enoch today. I read the entire book.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you wonder why it's not in the Bible, why it's not included, because it really, like, explains a lot, especially in the beginning of what is this, you know, why are we
in
this situation, for example. So,
it definitely needs to be in the Bible for sure.
Yeah. Maybe it tells too much truth for that.
Right, yeah. People ask too many questions if the Book of Enoch shows up in the Bible.
Well, you're going to have to enlighten me, because the Book of Enoch, I've heard probably, but I don't know what it is. What's the substance of it?
Well, the Book of Enoch is the grandson of Adam. So he's the son of Enoch, would be the son of Cain.
Okay. Yeah.
And then in the Old Testament, it says that Enoch walked with God. So in the Bible, the Old Testament, we acknowledge the existence of Enoch. And so, but they don't say any details about it. But we also have in the Old Testament, they're saying, oh, the sons of God married from the daughters of men. And when you ask any priest or pastor, oh, what does that mean? And they tell you, oh, you mean the sons of God, the believers. No, it's not. The sons of God are the angels, right? And so, so the Book of Enoch talks about this in detail. Who the guardian or the angels were supposed to guard, heaven from Adam after they... the apple, and they're supposed to guard it so they don't sneak back into the garden and then eat from the tree of life, and they become immortal. So they weren't supposed to just keep an eye on them. They were called the watchers. They were supposed to watch over humans. And they lusted. Yeah, they lusted over the human women, and they thought they were beautiful. But so the hijab, the head cover, came from this.
You're still far away, Jemana.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the angels, supposedly, they lusted over the hair of the women because they thought it was beautiful. Okay, so that's where the head cover position came from. So people started covering their women's hair so the angels don't, the fallen angels don't lust over them.
And the angels told the humans on Earth a lot of the mysteries and stuff like that.
Right. So they ended up. And then in the Book of Enoch, it talks about how the fallen angels that ended up taking wives from the women, they are the ones that they taught them how to do magic spells, how to mine for stones and gold and silver, how to make armor, how to make weapons. They taught women abortion and makeup and everything you want to think of. Like when God tells Enoch why he's so upset with these angels, like there's no forgiveness for them, right? Because they ruined the human mind. They corrupted man beyond what God, like,
If we were just were left alone, we would not be this corrupted. But these angels revealed a lot of secrets, but then God says they think they know everything, but they know nothing. This is just the surface that they know. I'm supposedly corrupted people with, but they all the bad deeds that humans do right now is all taught by these fallen angels. That's kind of like the premise of the whole story.
And the children were became giants, a lot of them. That's where
right.
the giant race came from. Yep.
At first, the giants were like kind of like they were able to control them. They would use them in like battles and stuff because they're so huge and large in stature. But when they started eating everything, and then they ate all their food, they ate all of the animals, and they started like defiling other animals, and then they could not control them anymore. Humans could not control these giants, so they asked God to help them, and that's why the flood came to get rid of these giants, right? But it says after the flood, there was also giants, and you would think, what happened? How did that happen again? But if you think about it, you have Noah's sons were married to women who probably are Nephilim themselves as well. The term is Nephilim, the mix between human and angel. It's called Nephilim. So, yeah, that's what they say. That's why the giants were back. So if you think about it, so maybe are they here today? I would believe so. I would believe there's a bloodline still going. And that's probably the bloodline where Count Dracula comes from, you know?
That's right, from Transylvania.
Yeah.
Listen to Joe over there popping up. And let me bring your boys in the chat room. I asked him how she said. And she did a show Tuesday, but it took a big toll on her. Because I looked for her a couple of weeks ago, and it says she hadn't done a show since February. And so I figured she was just taking a break, but I'll check her out Tuesday. And he said now she's got a bladder infection, and he's wore out because he's working and coming home and taking care of his beautiful wife. So our thoughts and prayers are for you and your beautiful bride, Suzette. Bring your boy.
That's right.
You betcha. You betcha. Let me get 323 on real quick. 323, you are on.
All right,
this is me.
I'm on two lines.
Donnie, don't hang up on either one of them, all right?
All right. I'll do that.
I'm going to put myself on mute on the other one, just in case I get disconnected.
Okay?
All right. Okay. Now.
There's a documentary that somebody told me to watch, and I started going through it one night after work, but it was too much for me to deal with after work. It was made in 2018, and it's called Above Majestic. And it's it's looking at histories, conspiracies, origins of a clan site, a secret group called the Majestic 12 that are kind of military and corporate, and they're reverse engineering extraterrestrial technology. And I had gotten into it enough that it said that the extraterrestrials were in contact, German, with the Nazis. And that Operation Paperclip was actually set up so the German scientists could infiltrate across the globe. And there's one part of it, like I said, I wasn't paying attention enough because I was too tired from work. But one part of it says there's actually the space, there's aliens that have colonized underneath, it's either Arctic or Antarctic, and they're right by the geothermal outlets under the ocean.
Yeah, that's what Danny's been saying the whole time. That the Germans, they've got a base. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a whole bunch of stuff that you guys are talking about. A whole bunch of it they touch on, but they were going too quick for my mind at that time. So I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna rewatch it. I didn't make it to the end, but it's something for you guys to check out. It's
bases,
playing on something called Plex TV, and it's free.
Yeah, it's free. And there's a lot of good stuff on there if you like movies, older movies, and.
Oh yeah! Besides that particular movie, yeah.
Yeah. Not just that. We got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation on UFOs, I guess that's what we're going to be talking about for the rest of the night. Please push one on your keypad. Let me get Frank on. Frank, buddy, you are on.
Hey. Hello, everybody. Good evening, chat, man. Good subject.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
I just wanted to go back to what the lady was speaking about, the biblical history with women and culture and how the guys became the flooding of the earth. And it kind of struck a nerve with me because, you know, we are facing our food shortage is in great danger. And it kind of goes back to the biblical, just before the flooding, where food was coming scarce.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the third world's coming by no means, but it just kind of intrigued the thought, and I thought I'd share it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're saying definitely there's going to be a food shortage, and and people are buying the food for 25, the 25 year, it's good for 25. You guys take over. I've got a phone call.
Yeah, and with regards to the food shortage, Biden and his immense genius intelligence said that we're going to have a world food shortage, but he's blaming it on the conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
Well, my idea about that is it's been going on far too long, far before the president came into presidency and before Trump, probably even Obama time. Okay. Here nor there, I'm just, that's my put. And, the food shortage.
That's possible. Unless all of this happened in one day, which it didn't. A lot of what's going on today has been planned. Now, I think almost everybody here believes in aliens, and why not? I don't, Daniel, you believe that there's good aliens and bad aliens. I don't know enough about that. From what I'm seeing, I'm just seeing bad aliens.
There's good and bad in everything.
Well, that's true.
And good and bad is subjective. Subjective too. It depends on where you at when it's all going down.
Well, yeah.
Hey, am I the
point.
Only one that is being? I can't. I'm.
What?
The conversation's being muted. I can't hear half of what anybody says. Am I the only one that's happening to? Like
I
somebody
hear
talking. Okay, I need to call back in then. Get Donnie to.
Yeah, all right. I can hear you.
Yeah, right. you sound.
I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you too, but you sound kind of tinny. But that's okay.
You sound like you're in the air.
Half of what y'all say, yeah, something's up.
Sound like you're in the air.
Are we cutting
your feet
in now?
I was telling Don the other day, because they were. Oh, Biden was saying, "Oh yeah, we're hitting this." It's the breadbasket of the world that's being hit. And I'm like, it's not really, because if the farmers pay attention, they're going to plant wheat and not corn for fuel this time. Because so much of our farming has gone over to, they get the subsidies for growing the corn for ethanol, that they don't go to other things. But
yeah, well, yeah, but
it's
going to
depend on whether they want to make the money or...
What about all those years that they paid farmers not to grow here?
They still do
it. They still do that.
Yes.
And they've been doing that for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for
many years.
Mm-hmm.
And
because
so,
it was more of a protection of the soil. But then again, I think there's a lot of greed as far as people who's got money is buying up land. For what purpose? Food control? Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, also, if you didn't keep them farmers paid, they would quit, get out of the business. That's what's going on in the dairy industry. The kids are not coming in to be take the parents' place.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to have to go back to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've also got Biden came out this week, and he said we were going to start being able to produce. He was going to let the United States produce oil and natural gas only on federal land.
Who's making all that racket?
Sounds like
me.
Static.
Yeah, I think that's me. I got to hang up on.
Sounds like static.
Well, if you say it's static, it's Joe.
Yeah, probably me.
Is Donnie on here?
I think he's
on the
No, I think he jumped off.
I'm going to hang up and call back in. Just tell him to let me back in.
Can you? Are you still getting like feedback, Danny, or a problem?
Yeah, yeah. It just goes mute for about 5 seconds, and I'm...
Because I just hung up on the other phone. I think I thought that might solve your problem.
The static did go away on this end anyway.
Yep.
Okay.
Static went away.
Daniel, wait till Donnie comes back before you hang up and call back.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, just wait till he comes back. Did you mention to him that video we watched last night that Cliff... Hi, I think was his name, said in August there would be a lot more talk about space aliens.
Yeah, I hadn't. I was muted, though. I couldn't hear half of what you said, but Cliff High. Or
Cliff
High. I'm not sure what his name is.
He says according to his research and data, you know, he believes that... He said, like, now if you sit down next to somebody at a bus station and start talking about aliens, they'd think you were crazy, you know, and they would. You know, they would.
Yeah.
He said that according to his research and data, in August there's going to be an uptick in information, you know. So we just need to wait and see what happens in August.
Yeah, there ain't no telling.
If they're going to come out with more alien spaceship stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they've declassified a lot of the information, but nobody knows where to go to find it.
Mm-mm.
That goes as far as the JFK files and any information they're declassifying now. Nobody knows where to find the stuff. And unless you go to DuckDuckGo, you're probably not going to find it.
Go to the National Security Archives. National Security Archives. They have a...
National Security Archives.
Right. They have a treasure trove of declassified documents there. You can just look that up in Google. National Security Archives. It's sponsored by George Washington University.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you, Joe. And I know as far as videos... I know, did y'all hear about the Clarence Thomas poisoning event?
Yeah.
Okay, I searched on YouTube for it, couldn't find a thing. Went to Rumble, it pulled it right up. And I was like, ain't this something? Google wouldn't even show anything about him being poisoned, not even a newspaper article, nothing.
See, this cracking down on this misinformation stuff is driving me nuts. They're there was a site that was kind of like Reddit, where people would post stuff, and you knew some of the stuff was fake. I mean, you just knew it was fake. But they would post like little video of like, oh, I caught this ghost, or I would do this. And then I loved going to the conspiracy thing because you would get some really whacked out conspiracies. I cannot find that site anymore. And that used to be like one of those sites you go to just to laugh and blow off steam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, take a break. Yeah. And let's see, you people.
You know, even if you have your own website, because did you know that 98% of the servers that that serve the websites in the United States are owned by Amazon?
Are you serious?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's why Alex Jones always has to keep changing his domain name every few months. He still keeps InfoWars and the other one, but he has, like, Band.Out Video, and he's got two or three other websites that they keep coming. He has to change the name because they keep messing with him.
Yeah.
And that's your own website.
Yeah.
I've got my homepage set up with a bunch of different news feeds. So I've got world news, national news, you know, my local news. And I always have InfoWars on there. Anytime I set up the RSS feed for that, I'll get it for 3 days, possibly like 5 days, and then nope. Just won't load.
See? Yeah.
And so then I got to delete it, go back and do it again. I just forget it.
If you're there for, if you like want to download his podcast, there's another site that, well, it's been up, I don't know, for years. It's by GCN, and you can download for his show 4 hours, an hour at a time for each day. And the footprint on your computer is a lot less. A lot smaller. Just look up GCN Live, I think it is.
Okay.
And GCNLive.com, I believe, and they have a bunch of shows, and then if I'm correct, they'll have a menu of the different shows. Alex Jones will be one of them. You can click on that, and it'll show you the that particular site where you can download from way back his shows. And again, instead of just downloading one show at a time, which is 4 hours per file, this will be subdivided into 4 different files. Each is a different hour. But when you download it, it's only about 30 megs as opposed to the 58 or 60 megs that you'll get from anybody else.
Okay.
If I were at my computer, I would do it for you. If you want to, let me know. I'll go to my computer and I'll tell you the exact. Except that it's a long subdomain and it'll take about 2 minutes for me to recite.
No, I should be able to find it with this. I've got it written down. I'm
okay.
In the
pound sign, exclamation point.
And you actually have to have some capitals in there. Usually, when you have a subdomain or any kind of address, they're all lowercase. But in this instance, you actually have to have the capitalized letter. Otherwise, it won't load. You know,
they didn't got hardcore.
You know, but isn't that something? I mean, you can have your own website up. You're paying the hosting fees. You're not attached to Facebook or Twitter or the rest of the tech assholes, and they're fucking with you.
Yeah, something's wrong there, man. Something's
totally 98%
wrong.
Of the servers, let's be conservative. Let's say 90%. Owned by Amazon. So it's owned by Bezos, which you know is part of the cabal.
Yup. 100%.
So, man, Jesus, they got us every way but loose.
I mean, what do you do?
That's my trillion-dollar question. I mean, everybody says, just say no. Well, if you say no, like that very brave pastor in Canada, you get your teeth knocked out. You get put into solitary for a while. And that's
right.
In Canada. Well, Canada's worse than us anyway. But still, you know, what can you do? We're supposed to have the judicial system and the law enforcement on our side. When they're not on our side, what do you do? And the elections, they're rigged.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always asking, Jemana, I've asked that question on your show. What do we do?
Yeah, I think I'm being censored, honestly. I don't think I'm going to last a long time. My husband was telling me yesterday, all that problem seems to be you're on the chopping block on the Block Talk Radio.
Oh, you don't know, guys. Like the last month, some crap has happened to Jemana. Her show's been taken off twice because of technical difficulties and some other stuff. But, yeah. You know, I'm surprised Donnie's around. You mean, oh, boy. And anybody who's still on Facebook, you better back up your shit. Because who was it just the other day had, he's an outspoken critic. They took away all of his Facebook accounts and his, I think the YouTube as well.
His name is Pianki.
Oh, yeah, Pianki doesn't have anything up on YouTube.
Well, even if it is the truth on the internet, they're still saying it is false information.
Oh yeah.
Remember that UN meeting with that who was that Russian ambassador?
Russian ambassador. Mm-hmm.
Tell them about that, Daniel. I mean, we saw it. We saw the video. We heard what he said.
We watched the entire clip to make sure that it wasn't taken out of context. What he said was that, and this is in front of the entire UN, Trump is the legit leader of the United States.
Yeah,
he has been ousted by a coup.
Who's saying
that? That's what
I did see that too. I did see that tape.
I didn't
see
it, but who said it?
And Facebook has banned it as false information because I shared it with somebody. And then I had a notification where it was false information.
You
but
shared it.
Saw
me.
It and heard it.
Yeah, to Donnie.
You shared it with me. I listened to it, and he was at UN. Oh yeah, he was at the UN, and
yes,
he said it was a coup. And next
so
thing
who
you know,
was at the UN saying this.
The Russian ambassador.
The Russian
to the
ambassador.
UN.
Oh okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's big time, you know. I mean.
Oh yeah. Well. He said that Trump was ousted in a coup, and I'm going wow. And I went back to get it, and it also said you can't play this.
You got that message?
Yeah, I got it. It's gone.
Thank God
and
you watched.
I went
Thank
to
God.
Twitter. I put it on Twitter, and Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Took it down, and said if I don't know if they call it a strike one or whatever, but. You know, I said, well, I don't have it anymore. It's gone.
I mean, he said it. We heard him.
Yeah.
And Facebook banned it as false information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying, Joe.
Man.
Even the
yeah.
truth
right.
is being banned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
And that's something taken out of context. The actual speech itself. And
yeah.
there you are, other people watching it, and Facebook has the cojones to say, it's misinformation.
Yeah.
Just like Trump. I haven't heard one politician apologize to him for his impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like Trump or not, voted for Trump or not, it does not matter. What they did to the President of the United States was dead wrong, and they did it twice. They're trying to do it a third time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to run, but everybody seems to think he was in Michigan tonight, and it was a hell of a rally. You might not like his politics. You might not like him at all, and that's fine. But what they did to him, they could do to every president.
Yeah. Well, he even said he won in 2020 by 75 million votes.
Yeah,
he said
that.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
yeah.
lot of votes to win by, but.
He won. He had 75 million. He said he almost had 75 million. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what the liberals are saying about if they've heard that particular speech at the UN, they would say, see, Trump's in bed with the Russians again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you talk about some... You talk about some atrocities. Look what's going on with them people that's being held in jail in D.C.
In D.C., yeah.
Isn't that terrible? That is really freaking terrible.
You know, when they get out, if they get out, do you know how what kind of mental problems they'll have? Remember Joe Biggs? He used to work for, or every once in a while, for Alex Jones. He got locked up. He got released, but not before that put him in solitary. Did mental torture to him. He's got PTSD, and he was locked up for about 3 or 4 months.
What happened in D.C.?
All them. Huh?
What happened in D.C.?
January 6th, Frank.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, those people still locked up for that?
Yep.
Oh.
It's over a year now. No food. You know they get. I think Kat, you mentioned they would get beat up by the guards one time back, and they, you know, they probably are. They're being mistreated, because they're believed to be Trump supporters, but in actuality, because these guards are the psychopaths, and the powers that be just want to let people know, nah, you can't resist us, you know. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, they ain't going to be locked up forever.
Oh, no. The way things are going, I don't know.
That's right.
They could
be locked up for a very long time.
The guy that they showed just walking, he did nothing but walk into people's house and didn't touch nothing. He's still in jail. He didn't do a damn thing. They got him on tape all the way through this thing. And Pelosi's got all these tapes she will not let go of. He will not show them. Even in the January 6th committee wants these tapes. She said no. There's a reason for that. Because there's FBI involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Talk about the infiltrators.
You know, the Constitution says
to have a safe and speedy trial. I wish it would have delineated it a little bit more precisely. Like, you cannot be locked up without a trial for 30 days, maybe 60 days max. Because these poor people, they did nothing but just follow a crowd in. A lot of them had no intentions of doing anything but just looking around, following the crowd, thinking that, hey, look at this. This is an event. And look what's happening to them.
Well, I wonder if they had their kids with them, would they got locked up also and be caged?
Yeah, it's like at the border. Yeah. Good question, Bianchi. What if any of them did have kids? Were the kids locked up? Huh.
I want to know what that Epps guy, Ray Epps, that was there on the 5th that night telling everybody what they had to do about... They have to go into the Capitol. You can't just stand it. You got to go in.
Yeah.
The next day, he's doing the same thing. Then he whispers something to a young man that had a MAGA hat on. And then the next thing you know, the guy with the MAGA hat attacks the fence. And Ray steps back and watches this kid do it. Now, I want to know all about Mr. Epps. He lives in Arizona. He lives on a ranch. And all of a sudden, nobody can talk about it. Nobody knows about it.
He was on the most wanted list for about 5 minutes, and the FBI took him down.
Took him right off the pit. Yeah, they've got the picture of the 10 most wanted in this situation, and he was right there, number 6. He was number 6 on the list.
That's probably Garland's doing.
Yeah.
On behalf of Obama.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt a bit.
They got a documentary coming out. I forget the name. It was Capital something or other. But they had a trailer, and in it, there's a guy there, and he's showing the film. He's saying that Black Lives Matter or Antifa, which one, maybe both. He says, and he's showing the film of them changing from whatever they wore to the Capitol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Changing into MAGA gear, to give the impression that all these people are Trump supporters who are attacking the Capitol.
That's right.
Right.
I had that tape, but I seen them taking the stuff off and putting their Antifa crap back on after it was stormed. You've seen something. I seen something. I don't care who you're for. That's wrong.
Absolutely.
And it don't matter if it was against Obama. If you didn't like Obama, I don't care. I didn't like Bush at all. Eight years of Bush was enough for me. But I wouldn't go along with this at all. But the thing is that
I would think that if all of us were in Congress and we saw a smattering of the evidence that we see now as civilians, wouldn't we want to convene some type of hearing to investigate what's going on? We would.
Yeah.
But these people aren't.
Therein lies the problem. Yes.
Yeah.
You're right, Daniel.
If we get people up there that will do the right thing and will have these hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And not just investigations like the FBI does, and they never come out with it. They classify it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. What? What?
Yeah. Oh, no. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Because they're in on it, of course.
Just like they were in on it up here in Michigan with the kidnapping of our governor. There was more agents involved than the people that they're blaming.
So it just went away, didn't it?
Not yet. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard anything. But Trump was on tonight, and he said in Michigan they found over 7 million just bogus votes.
Good
Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, was it in Michigan, too, they found them?
That's what he said.
Wow.
I'm going to have to listen to it again, but that's what he said in the rally. I'll listen to it again to make sure I got the information right, so don't hold me.
You probably do, because and I think it was in Wisconsin they found like 6,007. You know, you add all these votes up, and what do we have?
They got more than that in Wisconsin. It was a lot more than 6,000.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had the judge on one of the shows the other day, and he said it was nothing but a travesty what they did in Wisconsin. He said, I never thought my state could do this and let it happen. And it was a lot more than 6,000. He said, I don't know if they voted for, they're bogus for Trump or they were for Biden. He said, I don't know. That's not what we were going for. We were going for they're illegal. These things are illegal, and nobody's paying the price. Nobody cares. And he's right. Nobody seems to care.
Right.
It's like in Arizona, they're stalling. And like the guy, one of the state senators down there said, we don't know if it could be all votes for Biden, for all we know.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know. But we do know it is a mess.
Yeah.
Frickin' mess. And by the way, before, I know people in other, got our shows on other sites. If you want to call in, you got to do it right now. You got about, I would say 70 seconds to do so.
Oh, boy.
347-324-3752. I get yelled at a lot in messages from Twitter. And I don't tell the folks, you should call in. Yeah, 60 seconds, according to the lady.
Yeah, 1-347-324-3752. Should I repeat it again, Donnie?
You go right ahead, sir, if you would like to.
347-324-3752.
There you go. There you
call
go.
Call in, Tom.
Call in. Talk to
you. Hey, Jamon, are you still there?
Monty?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just on mute. I'm here.
Oh, okay. You know, you can always jump.
Am I still here?
If you want, even though this is not your show, it's okay, Jamon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm painting while I'm listening to you guys. I'm working on a painting.
Oh,
so I'm enjoying your guys' conversation while I
Oh,
do
okay.
It.
Well, you jump in anytime and make sure we know about your show and you tell us all about it. But I got to play this. This is from Eagle Eyes. Thank you, Eagle Eyes, on Twitter. Hold on here. I got to maybe turn it up.
While you're loading it, I'll talk about Jemana's show. She has a show Friday nights. It's on Freedomizer Radio, Freedomizer Radio, and it's at 9 p.m. Eastern. And for those people living in Mountain Central Pacific, you can extrapolate. I'm not going to do it for you. 9 p.m. Eastern.
What time? 9 p.m. Eastern? Okay.
Right.
8 o'clock your time, Daniel.
There you go.
And it lasts for hours and hours, just like this one.
It's Friday night?
Friday nights.
All right.
9 p.m. Eastern.
8 o'clock in Alabama.
And it's called The Right View. It's on Freedomizer Network. It's called The Right View.
I like Freedomizer.
Yeah. Joe will be on there flirting with the woman. We're going to get all our ass kicked.
Oh. Now
yeah.
We get it.
Listen to him. The guy with the game. He's the guy that says, you know, you women have hollowed wombs. I've never heard anything like that in all my life.
Yeah, what?
Hollowed womb, like so consecrated. So, you know, so elevated.
Joe, hold on. You said hollowed boobs?
Hollowed, yeah. Hollowed
I don't know what he's
wombs.
Saying, man. I've
what
seen
you,
him
what
like
talking
that.
About? You know you
I'm scared shitless.
Hollowed. H-A-L-L-O-W.
E-D.
Hallowed.
Oh, right. Thank you, Dad.
Hallowed.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah. And hello.
That would be the first time I've heard that before. But let me play this from Eagle Eyes, and we'll get back to these boots that are missing their insides.
I mean, water tells hundreds of homeless people to go home after a housing event in Los Angeles spiraled out of control. Listen to this.
There are no more applications. I want everybody to go home. And I want...
We don't got no home.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Washington, who works for the people in Washington.
I believe
I don't want to hear it.
I believe it. So can we finish it?
Did you hear that? Nobody in Washington
that woman,
heard her for
that
her.
That woman is crazy as a fruitcake, man, I'll tell you.
Honestly,
unbelievable. Nutty as a fruitcake.
Post reporting that Waters tried to stop an LA Times reporter from publishing the story about what really happened, telling him, quote, you'll hurt yourself and the community trying to put this together. And Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah. She,
now, she should be brought on the floor for that.
Something.
Trying to suppress evidence.
Hmm.
But that's the female and black privilege and old-ass privilege with her, as long as she's been around.
Who's the oldest person in Congress? Is it her?
I think
she's 83 years old.
I think he just died. I think that was Don Young from Alaska. I think he was 88 years old.
Yeah.
He's been there since I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just passed away, and Palin is running for his seat. And Palin is her boyfriend, is a Hall of Fame, going with a Hall of Fame hockey player from the New York Rangers, by the way.
Mm.
And don't ask me who it is now, because it just went right out of my brain.
I see somebody running for Omar Eliade's seat, too, and
yeah.
Minneapolis.
Yeah, somebody's running on the Republican.
Somalian. It's not going to win.
Well, she is. I believe she is a Somalian.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so he.
Or there's a she's running against her, too, and she is Somalian.
Hmm.
I didn't know there was. Is he a Republican? Because this lady's a Republican.
I don't know. Well... If a Republican can't walk down the street in Minnesota without getting...
Isn't that something? That
yeah.
is something. Man. And somebody sent me something to play for you. he says, I don't know.
Would soon face arrest after calling out sick for court-ordered deposition.
Okay, this is Alex Jones. He's talking about Alex Jones. This is Howard Stern.
Alex Jones would soon face arrest after calling out sick for court-ordered depositions in one of his Sandy Hook lawsuits. The day he said he couldn't show up, he hosted a four-hour InfoWars show. Alex Jones wants to defend himself. He wants to explain that he is sick.
Is he better now?
There you go.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. All these globalists like to go on and on about the poor COVID victims. Stay home. You need to quarantine. Meanwhile, I get legitimately sick. 100%. It's Jones's bacon. All over us, Jones. Well, you can't have it both ways, you filthy sons of bitches. Please respect my privacy at this time. I'm very sick. InfoWars.com.
Well, you sound healthier than ever, although I have to say you're surrounded by all those products for healthy living. Why don't you just take those? What's going on here?
I'm going to explain this very gently to you. We are living in a bioweapon binary completion attack. They hit us with the spike protein. Delta was real. Omicron was fake. I am a victim. You are a victim. You survived the attack. We will not aid and abet their murders. These people will pay. In the name of Jesus, they will pay for what they've done.
Now,
you will face judgment. Excuse me, I'm a little...
Oh, you're still suffering, are you, Alec?
I'm Alec. Respect my privacy, please.
It says here the judge denied Jones' request to delay the deposition due to an undisclosed medical condition. It says here the medical issues, while potentially serious, are not currently serious enough to either require his hospitalization or convince him to stop engaging in his broadcast. So your deposition is on. That's all I'm saying. I don't know anything about it. I can hear you're sick. I hear that. What is that? You have some sort of a... Yeah.
Excuse me. I don't know if I'm going to deposition this week. I'm sneezing all over the place, Howard.
I hope the judge is listening. I really do. I really do. All right, Alex. Anything else you want to tell us? Any products you want to promote? I'm the only one putting you on, as far as I know.
Well, that's about all we got. Spring saving. It is time to spring into savings. Howard, let me ask you a question. Where is the only safe place to get globalist poison-free vitamins at this moment in time? Do you know where?
No, I don't. Tell me.
InfoWars.com, the spring savings. You're going to get 50% off Alpha Male BioForce, the Brain Shield X9, Vitamin J gummies. We have the X3 styrene packing peanut chewables. Very good for you. Sold out for 8 months. You're going to get half off Clinton's Killed Saget t-shirts. You're going to get great deals on Liberty Food Bucket. Zero mRNA. Eat it right from the bucket. Use the lid as a plate. That's what I do. InfoWars.com. Spring saving. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.
All right. Well, there you go, Alex.
InfoWars. All right. You know that was a joke. He does that.
He sounds like a severe case of Wolfman Jack, doesn't he?
Yeah, there you go.
Jack doesn't sound too far away from Alex.
Good old Wolfman.
His eyes goes on a rant every once in a while. He sounds just like that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
What is he being sued for?
They want him in front of the January 6th subcommittee. And he's also, Alex has told people that what's being spread about him in the mainstream media is a bunch of lies. Like, for example, they said that he refused to hand over certain papers. He said he handed over everything, but they're lying about it.
Well, they're talking about Sandy Hook on this one.
Yeah.
Well,
he's also been I don't know about subpoenaed. I think he has for the January. They want him for January 6th. His lawyer says no, don't show up.
Well, how are they suing him for Sandy Hook?
He kept on saying it was a false flag, a red herring, and a false event.
And the reason they're suing him is because folks started coming to their house.
But he don't have anything to do with that. And he's entitled to his opinion.
I've heard the same thing, yeah.
That's crazy as hell, man. People do all kind of stuff. Everybody is suit happy. Well, when these people get out of D.C. jail, each and every one of them should be awarded $10 million reparations.
That's
and it's quite obvious that they was treated unjustly.
Cinnamon, if you're listening, don't listen to Bianchi. You're not calling the Justice Department and tell them I was there. He would do that.
My
for
lips
$10
million. Are sealed.
For $10 million.
Huh? Oh, I mean, they know he's got deep pockets. The guy, he's a very, to be on the internet, well, he's actually got affiliated stations, so I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's what the deposition is about, to see how much money he got.
Yeah.
Well, he's already been through this, and matter of fact, I watched it. It was on the internet, the whole, I forgot how many hours he was in this deposition.
They had it on the internet, Doug?
Yeah, it's on the internet. You can find, you can find it. I watched it live, and the camera stayed on him the whole time. I don't even know who else was in the room besides his lawyer and their lawyer. And you never see him, but you see him all the time.
Huh.
He was drinking him some water, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, I don't blame him. You know, he said he's got, and he mentioned the number. I don't know if he's exaggerating, but he said he's had to fight 50 lawsuits over his career.
Yeah, he said he had a lot of lawsuits.
Wow, that's a lot. And you know, when they serve these lawsuits on you, it's not because they care about winning. If they want to go after you out of spite or just being obnoxious, they just want you to spend money on lawyers. They want you to go bankrupt.
Well, they do. And
yep, Michael Flynn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Michael sold his house.
And but at least she got him off. So I mean, Sidney Powell was well worth it.
Well, Trump got him off.
Well, Trump commuted him. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it was Sidney Powell's efforts and making everybody know that just because that the FBI pressured him by threatening his kid.
Yeah, I heard
that. Well, Hillary Clinton's got to pay something here.
Oh yeah,
Trump, is it?
Wow, $22 million.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, that's a drop in the bucket.
What happened,
Trump? Trump's lawsuits for $22
million? I don't think that's what it was. This is the Justice Department has fined the DNC and the Clinton
Foundation.
Election.
Campaign.
Clinton. Campaign, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it goes to the government. I don't think this has nothing to do.
Trump, you're talking about from the FEC, right?
Yeah, he just stole his. So
Trump filed his lawsuit against all that, and somebody was asking him about it, and he said, "Yes, I think it was like for $22 million," you know, and he said, "And guess what? We get a judge that was appointed by Obama." Is that not cute?
Oh, boy. Unfortunately,
I'm glad you mentioned the amount, because I was curious about that. I knew that he was suing Hillary, but I didn't know what for. I mean, I knew what for, but not what the amount was.
Well, for what they did, her campaign and the foundation, he's just suing them all. Mm. I mean, there's a whole slew of people that he is suing. It's all involved in that, you know, and her organizations. And I saw this. It may have changed, but I saw it was like $22 million, which isn't much, really.
Mm.
I know.
No. No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Considering what happened to him and the and the implications and the censorship. There are people who have said if they saw or knew about what happened with Hunter and his laptop and the pictures of her on there, and if they knew the truth about Ukraine and the money going funneled up into Joe's pocket, they would never have voted for Biden.
It said he would have gotten 17% more in votes if people had been told the truth about that.
Well, all they had to do was do a little internet snooping, and they would have found out. They would have found
out. Well, Donnie, a lot of people, they don't know where to go to look for information on the internet. They just don't know.
No.
You know, they don't know where to go for news. I mean, it's like somebody said a little while ago, you know, when you get on the internet, I mean, you can pretty much figure out, well, does that make sense? Is that common sense? Or is that some wild, crazy, you know? So, I mean, people can, you have to discern for yourself what you want to believe and what you don't.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just don't know where to go.
But you can't go go to CNN, and you can't go to MSNBC or the networks or Fox. Don't even go to Fox.
Yeah.
There's so many. You like Cinnamon, she digs into what you're saying overseas. You get more truth, I find doing it overseas, you know, checking out their website.
Yeah. I used to, like, for example, there's RT, but I used to believe that, too, a little bit more than I do now. The BBC I used to like to listen to, but now the BBC was always anti-Trump.
Oh, BBC is always,
they are very liberal.
Yeah.
Very Daniel, what is that? Daniel, are you there?
Yeah.
What is that one that you were going through there looking for a lot of these podcasts, you know, to watch for news?
Yeah, live news.
What was the one that you said it's owned by some Muslims, but they think they're giving Al Jazeera?
Yeah, was the most truthful and factual out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From Canada to France to England, you know.
Yeah.
They're all like our media. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Sky News is another good one.
Sky News. They don't kiss Biden's ass, I'll tell you that. I can't believe he's the president of the United States.
Mm.
But they were
MSNBC is carrying Sky News now.
Who is?
MSNBC.
What do you mean carrying? What do you mean carrying?
I don't know. I looked on there today and it said Sky News on MSNBC, and you could go to it, but I didn't.
What? Well, they're probably showing it up, you know, some sort of segment from Sky News, I presume. I remember, I think it was when Bush or Obama, that was a while back, and Al Jazeera was reporting on the news, and they were doing a good job of giving, you know, a pretty fair evaluation. There was one guy who was working for, I think it was MSNBC or CNN, and he quit his job to work for Al Jazeera because they were more truthful than the American stations.
And they're owned by the Qataris. Qatar owns them.
By the way, North Carolina has beat Duke.
Oh, did they?
Going to the Final Four, sending Coach
Duke.
K to the old showers.
I've always liked that matchup between North Carolina and Duke.
Yeah, it was always good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure was.
Except I haven't followed the Final Four or even the NBA now for years.
I haven't either. I haven't either. And by the way, San Diego is thinking about giving Kaepernick a shot because now, you know, they traded their quarterback. And they said, well, he's been working out. He looks pretty good. We're still talking to him. So how long? He's been out of the league 5 years. This just isn't like riding a bike.
Good Lord.
Has it been that long?
Why don't you go kneel some? Can you get a job kneeling?
Wow.
No, I can't get a job kneeling, I don't guess. That was good. I like that.
Yeah, but he's still working out and staying in shape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that ain't like being on this field with a 300-pound defensive lineman chasing you.
No, that's right.
And I'm sure he doesn't work out like Tom Brady does, because Tom Brady's a maniac.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Their coach is going to the front office, and they hired somebody, I forgot his name. I never even heard of him, actually. And that just wonder what that's about. He just won a Super Bowl, took his team into the playoffs again, and now he goes to the front office, and they... I don't know. No. The coach. Their coach. Yeah. He just wins the Super Bowl 2 years ago. He goes in the playoffs this year. And all of a sudden, you know, Brady comes back, and this guy gets pumped up to the front office. Just weird.
That is weird. Hey, it says MSNBC and NBC News now have been relying on their UK news outlet, Sky News, to broadcast reports about the war in Ukraine.
Wow. Which means it's about as well.
That's because Putin said any news media lying about the army in Russia is going to go to jail. Remember, it's going to jail.
Yeah.
So those ones you mentioned that's relying on someone else, they got their asses out of there because they know that much that they say happens to be lies.
Yeah, he did say. He did say he would put them in jail. If you're lying,
and like people making up these assertions about Ukraine, Russia could have ran over to Ukraine in about a week. I mean, think about it.
In about an hour.
Hell yeah.
In about an hour.
And, you know, Russia and United States and Russia have been going back and forth between wars in Afghanistan with one supporting the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, and the United States supporting the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So that was probably Russia that supported the events that led up to that killing of 13 American soldiers at the airport that day. In their support. But here's the thing. Trump had that all planned, but we talked about that before. But I'm saying this. If Joe Biden was so interested in giving Ukrainians weapons, he could have walked those weapons over from Afghanistan over to the Ukraine and saved on shipping costs.
That is so true. Well,
good point. Saved us millions and millions of dollars. You're right.
And that's Biden talking about giving the Ukraine $850 million for their border, and how much is he supplying the United States to shore up our border?
Check.
Zero.
Some movement in Massachusetts or upstate New York, where people donated their old shotguns and that to give to the Ukrainians. You should see that room full of old raggedy weapons, man. Some of them got tape on them, masking tape.
Muzzle loaders.
Wow. I like that. Daniel, I think you sent it to me. It was trans people trying to leave Ukraine, and they turned them back at the border. Said, no. You're a man.
Oh, they got something for them, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, what it is, the Ukrainians, the Ukrainians, if you're between 16 and 60, you have to stay in Ukraine and fight. And a lot of these guys are trying to get out, you know. So they think because they're transgender, they can just waltz right over to the Polish border, but they're turning them back, making them go back and fight.
You got to love.
Men.
I love that.
They're men. Yeah.
Yeah. I do. I think that's.
I thought
awesome.
You'd like that, Donnie.
Yeah, it'd be funny if we start drafting like the trans here. We start drafting the trans swimmers into the army.
That'd be an idea.
Yeah.
Not just the trans swimmers, but all of them in the sport.
Yeah.
The races. You know the.
Yeah.
I would really want to see like a trans, just nothing but trans. Okay. compete against each other. You know they're going to complain about,
right.
Hey, I'm a woman. She's a man. I'm
a group trans.
A trans.
That's right.
Oh, man.
They would not. I bet you none of them would volunteer for that. None of them want that. They all want to compete in women's sports.
Now, women are the weaker sex, though.
That's true.
And they know that. They know that. And they can beat them in every sport.
Well, there's
every single one. And the repercussions are deadly. Like a few months ago, did you read about the trans wrestler or the trans MMA? Broke a girl's jaw, ribs. All that
Oh, yeah. Seen that. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God.
And the transgender weightlifters.
Oh, God. I just want to look at them. Oh,
they're beating the women.
I was going to bring that up. This guy is huge. He's a big boy, and he just beat the hell out of all these gals. He's lifting weights that they only dream of being able to lift.
And you talk about the ugliest-looking trans. Oh, man.
If that was my son doing that, I would be so quick and pissed off. Okay, you can be a trans if you want, but get out of women's sports.
Yeah.
Get out of women's sports. I might have made the majors or something if they had a baseball team. I would have said, my name is Donna. Hell, and listen to Cinnamon. She says, I don't have a weenie anyway. So, there you go. Well, what the hell can you do?
Oh, boy.
Got that thing cut off a few divorces ago.
I'm glad to know that information, Donnie.
Well, thank you, guys. Just keep it to yourself, you know, you and Daniel. The rest
is that something that runs in our family, or is that it probably is?
It probably is.
Yeah.
Although, I think I did find my mom in change one time. I think she was trying to escape. Help me out, Cinnamon, anytime you'd like.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Cinnamon to jump on in and say, you know what, he's right.
I was just waiting to see how far you were going to dig.
I was close to China, and I'm waiting for you to get in here and help me out. And hell,
you were digging a nice hole, Dave.
I'm glad somebody brought up about the lies in Ukraine about what's happening. I've seen that Russia has run out of bullets. I mean, really? Really?
I heard soon.
They're starving. The Russian soldiers are starving.
Mm-hmm.
Their tires are going flat.
Yeah.
Their tires?
That's what they say.
Yeah. I mean, anything bad to say about Russia, they do.
Yeah.
And I think Russia is just kicking the fire out of.
Tonight that they're pulling back. They're pulling back from the capital. So.
Well, there's a reason for that. Putin's got a reason for that.
Well,
he
never
not
wanted to
losing.
Well, I didn't think he was losing either.
Do you know why they're pulling back?
Why?
No. This is for real. The nuclear plant. I guess that they were close to, they were digging trenches in the soil. And they started getting radiation.
Oh, wow.
From the plant. And they had to pull back. because they were actually digging in the ground near that nuclear plant, and they were getting radiation.
I didn't know they, okay.
But, you know, that's not to say he got something else planned, but, you
that's
know, they were digging trenches in there and realized that they were in a bad spot.
Okay.
Well, he might be trying to get rid of the weak ones in the Army. Never know.
Well, Daniel and I did see that the nuclear plant, you know, Russia took it over and said it was leaking. It had been leaking. They hadn't been maintaining it properly, you know, and it was leaking.
You know what? If the Russians captured the nuclear plant, probably the Ukrainians saw it coming and started to leak themselves.
Right. Well, they shot up on the plant and caused a fire.
Yeah?
At Chernobyl, yeah.
Well, who's this Nazi group that's in Ukraine?
Yeah.
Leftovers from World War II?
That's
exactly what they are.
And
got a grudge?
I'm trying to think of her name. I can't think of her. God dang it.
Well, they did infiltrate the Ukrainian army, too.
Mm-hmm.
Neo-Nazis.
Well, you know, Putin is totally against the dark deep state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the scrap that they start. See, you're gonna either have to have a yay or nay on some of these things. I mean, somebody's got to go after the deep state, and the Biden. You know what kind of crap he's on inquired in the Ukraine.
Hey,
he must know. He must know a lot on Biden. You think, y'all?
Oh, yeah.
Can somebody explain to me why all of a sudden either the New York Times or the Post or one of the major newspapers is now proclaiming, yes, the Hunter laptop is for real?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're
getting kudos for it. I mean, come on.
Yeah. New York Times is, hey, look at this.
Look what we found. Like. We just discovered that there was something on the Hunter laptop.
Yeah. Look what we found, you dumbasses. Oh, God.
They only condemned it 2 years ago and said, it's a conspiracy theory about the Hunter laptop. And now that's coming out with, look at this.
Yeah.
In all your life, have you seen so many news sources that were rotten to the core? Look at that Los Angeles Times. They just terrible.
Yeah.
Washington Post, New York Times, all of them are just terrible, and they get away with it.
They're just like Pravda, rather, was it? Pravda?
What's that?
They're just like, what was the state-sponsored news outlet in Russia? Pravda? In any case, it's a state-sponsored Washington Post, New York Times, and the rest of them now.
Right.
They're not keeping up the so-called proud tradition that they supposedly had from years ago of, you know, the real news.
Yeah.
Hey, is Adrian still there?
Yeah.
Seen where they're
protesting
in Russia?
Hi, Adrian.
What's that, Kathy?
You're kidding.
Have you seen anything where they are protesting against this war in Ukraine, in Russia? They're protesting in Russia. And I may have sent that to you, Donnie, I don't know. But one guy is being interviewed over there in Russia. And he was asked about the protesting. He said, they're all hired by the CIA to protest.
There you go.
So, I think the Russian people are behind Putin.
Somebody blew up their some kind of tanker or something. I seen it before the show came on. I don't know exactly what it was, and they're blaming Ukraine, and they're saying no, they didn't. So I don't know. Somebody showed some tape of it. Blew the hell out of it.
I wonder what it will take to actually launch the missiles. Now, I would not ordinarily be really afraid of, World War III, because people even if you're irrational, if you're a human, you still have that self-preservation instinct. But I don't know about the aliens.
Now, Joe,
uh-oh.
Had y'all heard on the internet that a bunch of satellites were supposedly solar flares blew them up in space?
Really?
Daniel?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then we saw
the Starlink satellites. Half of them were destroyed. And supposedly what the news was saying was solar flares or something destroyed them. But what really happened was there was a unit in a deep underground military base under, I don't know what city, but it's in the Ukraine.
Odessa?
Yeah, Odessa. Odessa was one of them and another one. And they're cabal, and they fired some kind of high-tech weapon, maybe one of those photon guns or something high-tech that they have. And, I mean, they destroyed, like, how many was it? Like 120-something satellites?
120.
A bunch. And we were told that solar flares took them out.
Mm-hmm.
They can burn your circuitry. I don't think it can explode anything, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. They had some kind of, the cabal had some kind of high-tech weapon that took them out. And Putin took them out. He finally, after that, they Russia stepped it up. They sent their special ops in, took out these dumbs, deep underground military bases in these two cities, and that was that. No more problems.
Supposedly, Ukraine has got bunches of these underground military bases. And could be why Putin is staying there as long as he is, because he's taking them out.
Yeah.
You know?
Before I forget, I believe this guy's following us because of Pianchi, because we were talking about 9/11 last week. And this is Captain Dan Hanley. He started following us, and he's certified in 15 different aircrafts, and he flew for United Airlines, and he flew a B-777, and he's silenced by the Department of Transportation, Homeland Security since 2003, but he's on the 911pilots.org, and he started following us on Twitter. I followed back yesterday, and very interesting. I checked him out, too, to make sure this is a real deal. And it's a real deal. So thank you, Captain Dan Hanley and Pianchi, for bringing it up.
Well, people in the know that a bunch of things that said to have happened didn't happen the way it happened. That was another one of them that they bamboozled American people.
Yes, they did.
Were planes flown into the towers?
I think
and
planes.
And Daniel, that Van Allen belt is between 1.5 and about 3,000 miles above the Earth. So you're right, it is an inner one. I don't know where the outer one is.
Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of this. It's only in Joe Stay Awake.
Okay.
And this is, he's going to explain why he thinks how this happened. Let me skip all this stuff.
I currently serve as director and international public spokesperson for our global grassroots effort called 9/11 Pilot Whistleblowers.
Can you all hear this?
Barely.
That's what I thought. That music's too damn loud.
The website is at 911pilots.org. Our purpose is to show that the grossly inexperienced alleged 9/11 Muslim hijackers were not at the controls of the aircraft that day, but the aircraft were electronically hijacked through employment of the uninterruptible autopilot system, which enables a remote source to take complete control of the aircraft's autopilot and flight management computers in flight and guide it to its target. For myself, I commenced flying over 50 years ago, and over a 35-year career span in civilian, U.S., naval, and commercial aviation, accrued over 20,000 flight hours in 15 different aircraft. I can unequivocally state, without reservation or embarrassment, that I could not have flown the flight profiles of the 9/11 aircraft at those speeds and altitudes, and neither could the alleged 9/11 Muslim hijacker.
All right, that's just a part. He thinks the planes were taken over. And, you know, I read that all these planes for years that could take over and fly these planes themselves.
That's right.
Somewhere. I don't know where, but, yeah. And he said, go ahead.
I was surprised to hear that a couple years ago, that the planes could be flown electronically by remote control. I guess to prevent hijacking, who knows? But the thing is, that one had that type of power. And what he's talking about also, he's not talking about the accuracy of landing a plane into a tower. He's talking about the turns that these planes made. It was like a a very sharp turn. No pilot on Earth could do it, you know, because of the G-force and the angle in which it circled around very, very quickly, the sharp angle. Nobody, but an electronically remote-controlled plane would be able to do it. So that's what he's talking about. The 9/11 pilots, that's their premise.
Well, yeah, that one did make a sharp turn. And he's saying no inexperience. And he Cessna is something small, real small plane that they actually practice on. All they did was practice how to land and take off. And that's about all they did. According to, I think they got trained in Minnesota.
Yeah, but it wasn't just the fact that they were inexperienced, except maybe small aircraft. He's also saying, or other pilots belonging to the organization are saying, you cannot be a pilot, a human pilot, and make that type of turn, because it just, you know, the control. You couldn't have control of the plane that way. You couldn't withstand the G-force. So it had to have been done electronically by remote control.
Yeah. Oh, that's like Captain Lear from Lear. His daddy made Lear jets.
Mm-hmm.
He said there is no way. He said I can fly anything in the air. I'm certified for everything. He said there's no way I could have flown a plane into the Pentagon. There's no way that happened.
No, not that close to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bank, that would have tore their plane up, tore the wings off of it under normal circumstances. You would have been able to handle the G-forces because them fighter pilots, especially the females can withstand G-forces more. Females can withstand higher G-forces than the male because of the muscles in their stomach and their lower area is designed for pushing a baby out. And you know, that's just the physique. But a commercial jet flying that close to the ground, that was a missile that went into the Pentagon.
It
was.
Yeah.
A jet plane.
That was a missile, for sure.
Slow
that
motion, you can see it. You can see it. It is a missile.
I still haven't seen any of the tapes from the cameras that were assigned to take a look at the Pentagon. Are they still commandeered? I would say so.
Yeah, they're not going to show those. They're not going to show one. It only showed a second of something, and I think it was a missile. And I think they shot down the plane in Pennsylvania. There was no way. I just off the phone with his wife and says, roll tide, roll. Give me a break. What a freaking farce that is. Bullshit.
I thought they said that there was no wreckage found.
I'm baseball.
Uh-oh. Did somebody say Detroit Tiger baseball? Huh? Huh? Major League baseball this week? Huh?
Braves.
Huh?
Detroit Tiger baseball.
Detroit Tiger baseball brought to you by Marathon. Best in the long run. And Stroh's Stroh Party from the Stroh Boss Bobbling Company. I don't even talk. I'm in Company, Detroit, Michigan. Now let's get to the stadium with Ernie Harwell. Number six, Al Kaline for Baltimore.
Big series for the Tigers, perhaps even bigger.
Mr. Hall of Famer. Spent 20 years with the Tigers. Signed with them when he was 18 years old. There you go. Home run for Mr. Kaline. Came from Baltimore. Signed with him when he was 18. Won the youngest batting champion at the age of 20. And there you go. I'll let it go with that. I'll start crying when I think about losing Mr. Kaline 2 years ago when COVID started and they pushed back spring training. And he passed away in January. And what a nice guy. What a nice guy. Have his nice picture downstairs with his autograph on it. And I'm not into that autograph crap. But when you get the professor, Mr. Right Fielder, when I seen him, first time I seen him was when I was 5 years old playing in the New York Yankees. Of course, they lost because Yogi Berra hit a grand slam home run. But Kaline threw a runner out all the way from the corner in right field. Didn't even bounce. It didn't even bounce. Okay, back to news.
Yeah, I was about to add that. All of a sudden, from 9/11 to Detroit, because...
Yes, dear? I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you know what you brought? Jermaine, if you're
Danny's
still there.
Dripping.
Yeah. If you want to talk about germ theory, or because you were talking about there's a person that is in the news, a doctor who doesn't believe in that the virus actually exists, that there's no such thing as viruses or germs, if you're still there. She's painting. Okay, she's made.
Yeah, she's painting. But I think I know who she's talking about, too.
Who
I
is
think
it,
I, yeah. I heard that, too. Let's see if I got a tape. I do believe I know what she was talking about, but I don't know much about it.
Not the fact that the COVID wasn't isolated. There's a certain circle of doctors who believe that there's no such thing as germs or viruses, period. That we get sick from either the environment or from poisons or from genetically induced stimuli.
Hmm.
And we were talking about that on Jermaine's show briefly, so I thought if she was still there, while it hit my head, otherwise it's going to disappear from my head in a minute.
I can't find it if I had it.
You know, if you guys want to see some real good documentary on YouTube, look at them series about the most dangerous ways to school. And it shows kids from around the world, from Africa, Mexico, down in Peru, Siberia. Look at what these kids have to go through to get to school. And we hear American kids bitching and moaning the way they do.
I thought you said something else, Bianchi. I'm sorry. That's why I'm laughing.
No. Yeah, I'm kidding. No, I looked at this, and some of these kids have to walk up the side of mountains that's only a half a meter, 18 inches wide along cliffs. And they're going up over 1,000 meters, 3,000 feet. They're coming down the other side to go to a school. Of course, they can't come home. They have to spend a week there. And this one place down there, and it's a mountain lake. And everything is... They make islands out of brush and stuff, and these little kids have to paddle a canoe for an hour out on that lake or longer to get to the other side to go to school.
We can't even get kids to go to school here, and that's something.
And they got buses to pick them up.
Wow. I hate to interrupt this, but Chicago black business owners to quit and leave Chicago. This is from Black Conservative Perspective, and he's on YouTube, and he's got a damn good show. He's got a good channel. Check him out, Black Conservative Perspective. He sent this because our man talks about Chicago, and he said, check this out.
Was getting robbed too much. Take a look.
Now, owners of this near West Side clothing store are at their breaking point. Burglars have hit them 5 times in the past 2 years, twice in just the last 2 weeks. Our Stephen Graves explains they're now planning to close up.
It's hard enough being hit once for tens of thousands of dollars, but add another burglary into that mix, and owners here can't help but feel targeted and tired.
Furious. I'm sick and tired of this.
They had at least 2 crowbars, using them like golf clubs to break windows.
And you can
see them. A smash and grab around 6 Friday morning, not seconds, but minutes, as the burglars repeatedly kicked a security shutter.
We're broken down now, you know.
A video shows them rip luxury brand clothes right off racks at the Flea Club clothing store. A lookout man stuffed all of it into a white SUV on West Taylor Street.
Just the same routine. It's a steady happening. We got to get out of Chicago.
Owners Sabrian Sledge and Darius Kelly were already thinking about leaving this store on the near west side before this. 2 weeks ago exactly, another crew even stole shoes from downstairs. $40,000 worth of clothes lost in this one. Kelly says their insurance company dropped them because of crime, being hit 3 other times before.
We don't even want to open back up. It's over with for us. There's no way to live.
Sledge says this burglary has left them $70,000 in the hole. Of the more than 1,800 retail theft reports across Chicago this year, a small black-owned shop like Flea Club bears a heavy brunt.
We need help. Why are we doing it to each other when you homegrown like we are? This hurts us. We give out free gifts for Christmas. We give out free turkeys for Thanksgiving. I guess we haven't did enough, though.
A business grown from a love of clothes and community, now packing up. Strongly considering moving to a whole new city altogether. Reporting in the Tri-Taylor neighborhood, Stephen Graves, CBS 2 News.
Guys, ain't that a damn shame? Right? Ain't that a damn shame?
Yep.
Two entrepreneurs, two guys who took a risk with their money. They opened up a store, a clothing store, okay? They provided jobs for their community. They put money into their community, okay? They're doing exactly what you're supposed to do, and they have to quit. They have to pack up and quit because the sellouts in that community decided that, hey, I'm just going to steal from this store. And they stole so much that insurance is like, nah, we can't really afford to continue to have you guys on the policy because y'all get robbed too much. We losing money off this, okay? So they don't have insurance anymore, right? And they continue to get robbed to the point where it's like, okay, now there's $70,000 in the hole in regards to losing merchandise, okay? Now they have to pack up and quit. Now, guess what? There's one less business and less jobs in that community, less economic activity in that community.
All right. Thank you. Black Conservative Perspective. You too. Great.
Well,
news.
Where is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and them damn fools at?
You're right about that.
Hey. Hmm? Yeah. Good thing. Where are they?
Where are they at on that? They show up every other damn place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
If it had been a black, if it had been whites breaking into the place, they'd been all over the place, marching and chanting.
That's not that.
It's probably just the beginning too, because Chicago, you know, it's just nothing but a shooting gallery. And right. You know what you have to blame? What's her face? Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You know how many? You know what the shooting record is? I mean, stats is as of. Wednesday, March the 30th, 2022, 291 days since Memorial Day 2021. You know what the stats are?
I have no idea.
More than Afghanistan.
You don't have 3,856 black shot. Now, it's other shot, too, but I try to keep up with the ones that look like Beetlejuice. You had 533 murders. No white police officer has shot nobody in these stats. Now, they probably have shot somebody in the other one, But heck, you don't have over 200 white police officers been shot in Chicago or shot at.
Say that again, but 200 cops were shot at in Chicago?
Shot or shot at, yes. In Chicago.
That is wild. Freaking wild.
So, you know, when you look at this, it must be this is what you call ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
They must be trying to get these people out of the area.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, about 3 years ago along Lake Shore Drive, you had like 3,000 black millionaires leave.
Oh, yeah. That's
Chicago.
Where they were, too. That's where they were. I used to
3,000 of them left already?
Huh?
Wow.
Over 3,000 of them, according to the paper, left. I don't blame them.
You ought to see these buildings that they live in. It's down. We
right
went
there
down
on the lake.
Yeah. Well, I used to stay at Lake Shore Holiday Inn. Down by the pier. There's the piers to the left. And
I think I stayed in that Holiday Inn one night.
Yeah. Well, that's where I used to stay every time I went to Chicago.
Yeah, I think I stayed in it. The Holiday Inn one night, and I drove up to Chicago.
A block away from Michigan Avenue. And down the road is where Oprah Winfrey's studio was. And what's the guy that did the crazy show in Chicago? I don't know. They had families from all over the place come on and... Ray
Chappelle?
No. Oh, God. He used to be the mayor of Cincinnati.
Springer.
Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. His studio is right down the street, too. Not too far. And then you go a little farther, there's college. There's a college right there. This is nice. God dang, man. I used to walk all over that, you know, Michigan Avenue.
Well, these people are killing kids.
Yeah.
They shoot babies.
Damn.
Kids got to have bulletproof backpacks on, run down the street, zigzag to get to school. I had one occasion where it was so many being admitted into the emergency room in the hospital, they put a sign on the door, closed.
Oh, wow.
Never seen nothing like that in my life. They put a sign on the emergency room door. The hospital closed.
Jeez.
Golly.
I wonder if that's the one that Michelle Obama was the one of the directors. She worked there. Got paid a huge amount of money.
I doubt it. And the people that's the kids. It's kids trying to go to school.
Then
they want to blame it on gangs. Well, it can't be that many gangs because the year before they had over 4,000 shot in a year's time in 2020 to 2021.
Wow.
From Memorial Day 20 to the beginning of Memorial Day 2021, you had over 4,000 some odd shot. Then I started this count according to 3 newspapers, Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, and ABC 7. They keep up with they report it.
No.
So I just made a spreadsheet and started keeping tally.
Yeah, you have, too. You're right on it.
Now, here's the thing. All the black politics in the state of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
you got the attorney general. No, Lieutenant Governor is black female. The Attorney General, the top cop in Illinois, he's black. The Secretary of State, he's black. You got in Cook County, where all this area encompass, you got Kim Fox, she's a black female. You got Lori Beetlejuice, she's a black female.
Yeah.
And her 7 foot, she's about 4 foot six. Her husband is a white female, about 7 foot. Seems like she's about 7 foot tall.
She's
I mean, she just barely make it to her waist. I like to see them in bed. That would be an entanglement.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't want to see that.
I wouldn't. I like lesbian action, but I wouldn't want to see them.
Well, let Frank take care of that. Put Frank on it.
God damn, to go from her foot to her waist, you'd have to stop off two or three times in the middle to catch your breath. Eat a sandwich.
I saw her in a press conference on her video the other day, and a reporter was asking her about the statistics, the crime.
Uh-huh.
She's claiming it's gone down, but he was saying, no, 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 it hasn't. You've got this going on, you've got that going on, and he named all some stuff. She called him rude. Said he was rude. She said, well, her information says that it's gone down, the crime. He said, no, 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 no. This is going on. That's going on. Anyway.
Apparently they have
a
donkey.
It's a damn shame. Just like the damn Oscars. Why in the hell did the prosecutor in Los Angeles County prosecute Will Smith?
He committed a crime.
Chris Rock has no standing to say, I don't want to charge him. He committed a crime against the state of California. Yeah. He didn't need Chris Rock to testify. It's on video. He should have been locked up.
All right.
Yeah.
That is true.
Well, Daniel and I talked about that too. Was it for real?
It was for real.
You know, did he really slap him? Or was it a
slapped him. I could feel it.
I did too. I said, oh my, I never had a second guess. That was a slap.
They said Chris Rock's upcoming shows are sold out.
Yeah, he was in Boston last night. Was it last night or Thursday night? And he said, I had a bunch of jokes I wrote, but I can't use those right now.
I was trying to get a hold of him and tell him to put a football helmet on.
Man, no kidding. I'd call his wife in Ohio and say, hey, tell hubby. Desi sent this, and it's real quick, Joe, and that's what he said. Tell Joe it's real quick. Stay away. I said, oh, that's Desi 2024. And it's the climate change is a hoax. It's the guy that started the Weather Channel.
Clear, Mr. Kennedy, a scientist. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I'm addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch
a lot
of cable news.
Now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
well, I know
though,
we're
is when
not,
you
because
see...
Because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy that I got on the air to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody. No global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions say that 97% of climate scientists agree, do you think they're making it up? What I don't understand is how you
square
that.
Well, that's a manipulated figure, and let me explain it to you. The government puts out about $2.5 billion directly for climate research every year. It only gives that money to scientists who will produce scientific results that support the global warming hypothesis of the Democrat Party of position. So they don't have any choice. If you're going to get the money, you've got to support their position. Therefore, 97% of the scientific reports published support global warming. Why? Because those are ones the government pays for, and that's where the money is.
Good point.
It's real simple. But that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't make it true. That only makes it bought and paid for. The money goes in circles.
I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to refute you
well,
on that.
Well, that's the truth.
So I'll simply
so
say that
we're not back from this issue and let the two sides be on the air.
Oh, there you go.
Clear. Mr. Kenny is not.
Thank you, Desi.
And if NASA, what is it about NASA's always looking for an increase in budget, right? So you're damn right. They're going to say it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, they're going to say it.
It's like these idiots saying that oil is running out and that the oil we're using is from decaying dinosaurs and organic matter. Well, that's just not true.
Oh, I don't
know. Oil is a natural process that occurs at the Earth's core through a process called anaerobic. I may be pronouncing it wrong. It's naturally produced. The gas from it is naturally produced. God damn, you mean to tell me you got dinosaur? How in the heck did dinosaurs get down at the core? They drilled down 2 miles, 3 miles, so dinosaurs were running around 2 or 3 miles. In other words, we don't have enough soil that has been deposited onto the outer reaches of the earth where you would cover up those dinosaur fossils that's down 2 miles deep or further. Man, what do people think with, Donnie?
I don't know, but I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, there was a peak oil scare years ago. And there's somebody I know who knows wildcatters, and they abandoned their oil wells like some years back. Then they went back to the oil well, and the oil wells had oil. So, yeah, the earth does replenish oil.
If you didn't tap into those reservoirs, and my grandson is a petroleum engineer. We talk about this off and on sometimes. It will seep up anyway, just like it's doing at the ocean bottoms.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And you got bacteria that love to eat oil.
Bacteria
that
love
things.
To produce the oil.
And some of these, I was looking at that I was telling you guys that they show these movie on the dangerous roads of school. And they have one area in Russia where the kids don't go to school if the temperature get down below 54 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And they can only stay out so long. Their parents wrap them up real good. But they can only be out so long. And they got a bus, a gasoline-powered engine bus that comes by and picks them up. Well, if that bus was operated by batteries, it wouldn't get a block or two from where it was parked in type of temperatures like that. Then it got stuck a couple of times in ruts in the road. And, you know, here's another thing, too. Those are the kids that we need to be sending help to for books, schools. These kids on these series are the most dangerous roads in the world that children travel across to go to school. Look at those, and look at these kids in places like Kenya. Where are the black sympathizers? They should be providing an old bus so these kids don't have to be running from elephants.
Yep.
Could you imagine a damn elephant chasing your ass?
Hell
you a
no.
little kid?
Ooh.
What are they going to put the kids from Chicago in this documentary?
They need to provide armored vehicles for them to go to school, too.
Yeah.
You know, that would be some of the most dangerous streets to school in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody should do one on that.
You know, you were talking about the ethnic cleansing that's going on in Chicago. Not only that, but they want the real estate values to go down so that the Rothschilds and their minions can swoop in at very, very low prices, buy them up,
And now they now they're owned by the cabal.
Well, to put gasoline on the fire, you got these efforts now to bring these refugees from Ukraine to Pennsylvania schools.
Mm-hmm. Which are neo-Nazis,
yeah. Yeah, that's something. Governor Wolf instructs Pennsylvania schools to prepare for Ukrainian refugees. Oh, my goodness. Now, hang on for a second. I thought the rules stated that your people, if people in a country, if they're seeking refuge, they're supposed to seek refuge in the adjacent country.
Right.
Poland, Hungary, the Czech Republic. How about Slovakia, Moldova, Romania, Bulgaria? They're supposed to seek refuge in the adjacent country, not come 15 time zones to the United States, to Pennsylvania.
You're right about that.
That's the God honest truth.
Yep.
The same thing in the ones coming out of South America. You should stop off there in Cyprus, or better yet, Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. That's the international law.
Right.
If you're seeking asylum, the first state, the first border that you cross into that country, if they have, if they sign that particular treaty, I guess, they're supposed to take you in as a refugee.
This is some dumb crap that's going on.
Yeah.
I tell you, all you can do is laugh. You know, there's one thing about all this stuff. I remember one time we was coming from swimming. We stopped off in a grocery store, and they wrapped and went in the fruit and stole some bananas and oranges and apple. And all of a sudden, some store attendants started chasing us, and we ran out the street, running up the street away from them. And we must have ran two blocks, and they stopped. And we out of breath, and we stopped to catch our breath. And the first thing we started doing was laughing. And that's what this stuff we hear. Only thing you can do is laugh at it. It's so damn absurd.
It's so backwards, yeah.
Sure is.
It's just upside down, man.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about the Australian Senator Alex Antic? He just walked
what
in.
What a hell of a name.
Yeah, Antic. A-N-T-I-C. Oh, Alex started dropping absolute truth bombs about the World Economic Forum. Just started right on the Senate floor in Australia.
I read the headline, but I didn't read the article.
Oh, man, it was good. Let's see if I can find that real quick, just for a minute.
By Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum is steeped in authoritarianism and Marxist ideology. It's an ideology which is creeping into governments across the world. To quote Schwab himself when speaking about the Canadian Parliament, we penetrate the cabinets. I know that half this cabinet, even more than half, are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. It's true in Argentina, it's true in France, now with the president who is a young global leader, end quote. The World Economic Forum promotes globalist issues such as climate change, so-called systemic racism and sexism, and creating an online digital identity. However, closer inspection...